starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Now let's talk to Bob in Westchester. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you.
First, I want to say that I never missed a show, and I really appreciate it.
Wow, that's listening.
And I just want to say that I really appreciate the topic you're covering this morning regarding full-blown AIDS and the fact that just because people lead a lifestyle that where they get the full-blown AIDS, it doesn't mean they're going to HE double the hockey stick just because they've, gotten the full-blown AIDS either from having an unclean taint or from being BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show. And I think that it really is interesting that although I believe I am going to HE double hockey sticks just for...
Well, anyway, we hope that... Some interesting people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
Yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Have you heard I'm doing my morning show at night?
And let's grab a couple calls off the blower. Hi, it's Grease.
Hey, buddy, Grease.
Yes, sir.
Hey, long-time listener from Manassas.
Hey, I like that.
Manassas, Virginia, out here in Washington.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem, Grease. I was wondering if you could help me out with it.
Sure.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she likes ham and eggs upside down and nice and brown.
Yes?
Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do, sir. Ham and eggs upside down, likes that thing nice and brown. Ain't nobody's business but I do. She thinks that I'm attacking when I'm just trying patting. Ain't nobody's business what I do. But all right, sir, whatever you and your honey do in the privacy of your own place is okay with me.
Yeah, I love it.
All right,
hop on the gee, Grease.
All right, hop on the guy.
Yeah, buddy.
Bye-bye. Hi, it's the Grease Man Show. What's cooking?
You're at it again.
Take it easy,
honey. After all, we never see them. It's almost worse this way. Just hearing them.
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike. Stellar job today, I might add.
No, I said no. So what?
So why are you doing it, then?
I'm not! I told you I wasn't.
Whoa! We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
You have to think of the audience as a child that you're in charge of. And you have to do right by the child, and the child will ask for things that they shouldn't be given, because it'll make them ultimately less happy. It'll be a better feeling for them. They'll look back on this thing and have something that they experienced in their lives that didn't go to hell.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Father. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 Muslim Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
The next show he came to me, he said, you open at the Stratford. And I stayed there for 6 months. And when I got out of there, man, I just had a hold of the world. I did Leading Man. I did Blackface.
Colleen?
Yeah?
What's the Superman's name?
Clark Kent.
No. The actor.
Christopher Reeve.
The new one.
Dean Cain?
Right. Now, where does he work?
At the Daily Planet newspaper in Metropolis.
Hey.
I know. I'm just teasing. They're on the Warner Brothers line.
Fine. Could you get them for me, please?
Sure.
Dean Cain and Kingsley. Listen, I just wanted to call you, congratulate you on the People's Choice gig. It's another pleat in your cake. And here it is, bottom line. Al Philip Hartman, you don't want this guy. You can't understand this guy. You don't want to be introduced as Superman, do you? Whereas I, your biggest fan, will be able to announce you as Superman. Or Dean Cain. Sure, whatever you do. Hello?
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Hi. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? There they are.
Oh, no.
Four guys who were not in the Ten Commandments last night. What are they wearing? Easter bonnets? I don't think they celebrate Easter the same way we do.
Oh, my God.
From a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Someone like Bob Hope, who's performed in blackface.
Rob Stewart!
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Easter Rabbit and all the ships at sea. The only two performers who didn't kiss Bob Hope's ass last night on NBC. Here's Don Geronimo.
And little Michael Barra, there he is right
wow.
there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Blackface.
Wow, yeah.
Hi, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, new episode on this Monday. April 21st.
Right.
And here's the phone number from anywhere in the United States. 877-365-3636. Canada.
No!
You can't. Rob, no.
Yes.
They backed us on the war thing. Canada, you can call. Yay! 800-636-1067 and DC 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
He was all over the Bob Hope special last night.
I didn't know they were so close back during the road pictures.
Oh, yeah. Welcome.
Hi there.
Welcome.
Bugs and Blackface.
Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
That is wild.
Welcome.
And finally...
Someone called for a doctor?
There you go.
Yeah.
That was wild.
Wow.
I'm proud. I worked at Blackface.
The next show he came to me, he said, you open at the Stratford. And I stayed there for 6 months. And when I got out of there, man, I just had a hold of the world.
I did Leading Man. I did Blackface comedy. I do a Russian joke.
Yeah, who wouldn't want to see that? Yeah. Hey, what's happening?
Yeah.
It's Bob Hope. I'm pretending to be a black man.
Yeah, that's right, Bob Hope.
Blackface comedy.
Wild.
That's wild, man.
Goodbye.
Hey, Shirley Hempel. Wow.
There you go. Where's JJ?
It's Bob Hope. Wow.
Well, the Bob Hope show was all, you know, so many choices last night. Yes. They had the Bob Hope on against Moses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, they run Moses every year.
Yeah.
The Ten Commandments. Hey, my son said something to me. My Easter miracle, incidentally, which is still continuing today and into Monday, is the fact that my wife is still gone.
Uh-huh. You had a wife-free Easter.
I did, and it was fantastic. My son and I, you know, I'm convinced that a lot of the problems in my family, a lot of the regular everyday rough and tumble, verbal sparring, the you know, one person says something that is the other. Mm-hmm. That's all my wife.
So that's it.
When she's gone, I mean, normally the boy drives me crazy.
Sure.
When she's around, a lot of the times I get pulled into these arguments with the boy, and we end up, you know, it's like it's a triangle thing. It goes boing, 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 me to her, to here, her to him, and him. When it's just he and I, we got it under control.
Hmm.
We got it absolutely under control. There's none of this crap where she tells me that she has to harangue him to get him to do chores over and over again.
Right.
That, you know, I lay it out real simple. I say, you do this, you're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I bet it's the same thing when you're out in the highways and the byways. You know, when you come to an intersection. I mean, you come to a four-way.
Right.
If you have four guys that come to a four-way intersection, I mean, this may sound like I'm a sexist pig, but I'm going to tell you, if you have four people come to a four-way intersection, you're going to have four guys that are going to probably get through it without... But if you have, like, you know, an old lady here and a woman here and then two guys, it's probably going to be a little messed up.
Anyway, because of the relationship,
there is something to be said...
For this
I'm going to get lots of calls about that.
There is something to be said for this whole courtship of Eddie's father thing.
Uh-huh.
There is something to be said for it, and I don't want one day to go by without my wife in my life, but I don't mind.
What a strange Easter it is. I mean, there you are.
The three or four days that she's gone.
You had a wife free, and I had a Easter, although brief. Well, not really brief. It was actually from about 10:45 in the morning all the way till about 1:30. You know, so it was a big, long brunch, Easter egg hunt thing with my wife and my two kids. And,
then they were
gone, of course.
I was glad to have her gone. I mean, I'll be glad to have her back tonight. But, you know, I mean, it's
strange. Here are the opposites again. I was delighted to have my wife with my kids. You know, it was a very nice little Easter that we had. And it was a nice brief moment. And then she went off and I did experience the same feeling that when we were together, if she had been going off to the in-laws' house, it would have been pleasant.
It's a true Easter Sunday.
I mean, without offending anybody.
An Easter miracle.
Right.
So the boy and I, we got the place under control. He had to go and get an MRI on his shoulder again this weekend. And it's his own fault that he had arthroscopic surgery on his shoulder. And then the doctor says, "Well, you got to go to the rehab clinic. You got to go. You got to see your physical therapist."
Right.
And he was supposed to go like three times a week, and he went twice.
Mm.
And he goes out and he goes bowling, and he hits golf balls, and then he'll say, "Dad, I don't get it. Why my shoulder hurts so bad?"
Mm.
So took him to the MRI on Saturday, and then now I know that I'm the last person. Well, no, except for Mike, I'm probably the last person to get on the MP3 bandwagon.
Now,
what are MP3s?
Okay. Let me show you something.
They're songs.
Let me show you something.
Because, I have been aware of these recently. I'll be behind you.
When we were on vacation about a month ago, my wife rented these things and said she had downloaded songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's incredible. You guys all know this, of course, about Napster and whatever these other sites are. But you get these little MP3 players. Yeah, no bigger than like a pager.
And is that like Bear Share?
I don't know.
Bear Share was one of them. Yes,
they hold.
Still is, I think.
They hold
Bear Share that I have had on my computer for 3 months.
They hold 1,000. They hold 1,000 songs. So we get back, and I say to my wife,
mm-hmm.
"You know that portable MP3? I gotta get me one of those.
Yeah.
I'm dying without that."
Agreed. I actually deleted Bear Share because I couldn't figure out how to use it.
So she says to me,
"A better one for you."
She says to me, "Hey, dummy. You know this this thing you carry around all the time? This, the Klee?
Yes.
The Klee, the Sony thing?
It's like a Palm Pilot."
She says, "You realize it has an MP3 player in it?" And I said, "Well, I never knew that."
Yeah.
So she says, "Turn it on. See where it says audio player?" So my son, what we did was we actually went back and got the book.
Mm-hmm.
Since whenever I buy anything, I'm like most guys, I don't read the book.
No.
I just turn it on and figure it out.
Right.
As it turns it out, turns out, my son got on the web, and this is where I'm just so stupid. He's actually having to draw me pictures to explain. He goes to a site. It's not Napster. It starts with a K. It sounds like Kazam.
Hmm, okay.
And I would put in, I'd say, the Grassroots.
Mm-hmm.
He would type in the Grassroots, and it would come up with 8,000 different downloads of the song. And
right.
What you do is you see who has the quickest download for you, because he was drawing me pictures to show, you know, and really making it like I'm a retard, which I am when it comes to computers. He draws a picture. Okay, Dad, this is our computer. Now, when we sign on to this service, we go out and we talk to It's Kazaa. Thank you. Other people.
Kazaa!
Other people and other computers.
Right.
And we share only the information that's in the music part of our computer
right.
with the other people. And this search engine will go through and will show you who has the songs that you want and who has them and can download them mm-hmm. the quickest for you.
What?
Listen, very long story.
Wait.
Very short.
Get it.
Hold on. I got to put my memory
I'll
stick in.
I'll tell you
in.
Later.
No, I don't. I mean,
this is the.
Don't
other...
you just go to a site that's got the music on it?
No, it's
no.
a. It's like a traffic cop that connects you to all the other people
okay.
who have the song.
Now, here's another reason I'm stupid. I'm looking on my Klee,
uh-huh.
and it says, and I find the MP3 player. It says, insert memory stick.
Uh-huh.
I said to my son, well, here it is right here. And this is not the memory stick.
No.
This is the stylus. The stylus.
Yes.
So we go to Best Buy, and we buy a memory stick, which is actually a little cartridge. And what you do is you put it in here. I put it in wrong. Hold on.
I'm trying to. Oh, my God, you've broken it.
There you go.
Well, there it is. That should beep. There it beeps.
Mm-hmm.
Then, as you can see, I have already in here 87 songs, all of them listed by title and artist.
That is cool.
Yeah,
and
isn't it?
That is very, very cool. And listen, I know I'm the last.
Is that an expensive thing you have, that whole thing?
This thing?
Yeah, is that expensive?
Prohibitively, but you can find a cheap one. You can get an MP3 player for like $125.
That's like a Palm Pilot, right?
Yeah.
This is
like, the one I have is like a Palm Pilot, but it also has this thing in it. It's got a camera in it. It's got all this crap.
All right.
I mean, you can go through here. Listen to the eclectic music that we selected. Now, the only problem with
can you play it through that thing?
If I plugged it into the board.
Yeah, or through earphones.
I have
a speaker?
You could. You can buy portable speakers just the same as you can with a CD player.
No, that's not the question I asked.
No, it doesn't come with a speaker.
No.
But it did come with headphones. With little headphones.
But it should have a speaker built in.
Well, no, because it's for private listeners.
Does it have a speakerphone?
The quality wouldn't be that good.
It's not a phone.
Does it have a stylus?
It has the stylus.
There you go.
Let me see. We have Build Me Up Buttercup by The Foundations.
Good song.
Got it.
Everybody Wants You by Billy Squire.
Mm-hmm.
Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Swede. Love Really Hurts Without You by Billy Ocean. Baby Hold On by...
I hear something. Is it making noise while you're doing that?
Yeah, by Eddie Money.
Mm-hmm.
Bang a Gong, Get It On by T-Rex. Easy Come, Easy Go by Bobby Sherman.
Can I ask you a question? Why is it making noises?
Because I'm flipping around and
it goes, wiener.
It's just making a beep beep.
It has a little speaker. I'm hearing the song.
See that?
See?
Really?
The quality won't be too good.
Oh, no, but he can
hold
hit
up your
one.
Mic from the back. The back has a little hole in it. Let me see it.
Is he playing it?
See, I thought it. See? Look at that.
Right, here you go.
Thank you.
Right. Here I am, Mr. Non-Technology.
Right.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, you can hear it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Can.
So you go from that, then you go right to, how about My Kind of Lover?
Very cool.
What's the Billy Squire one you had a minute ago?
I've got like five Billy Squires.
Everybody Wants You? Is that the one?
Yeah, this is My Kind
of
Lover.
Do you mind? I mean, since you just like pressed it a minute ago?
Mike, it's lost. I mean, I've got 84 of them on here. I've got so many. I've got...
You read the Billy Squire.
But I've already scrolled past it. What's this one?
That's Stevie Wonder. Isn't she lovely?
Isn't she lovely? Anyways, it turns out I've had this technology and I've not even known it. And it took my kid to walk me through this.
Right.
The problem, as I've discovered, is that when you download music,
mm-hmm.
you got to wait. I mean, it's not as easy as, I'm going to get the song and download it. I mean...
How long does it take to get, like, an average song?
You got to... It took us 54 minutes to download 84 songs
mm-hmm.
onto one memory stick.
That's pretty good.
So, anyway, I was just incredibly blown away by the fact... Of course, like, everything... with with computers. My son knows everything, and I know absolutely nothing.
And that's good. You didn't know that there was a speaker in your in your plie.
I didn't know that either. So I'm learning stuff all the time about this. Now I'm nuts about it. I was on this site today, and I'm finding songs, and I'm mad because the songs I want aren't popular enough that enough people have not downloaded them.
Mm-hmm. Will there be technology eventually where you'll be able to really, like, zap them? You just, like, hit a song and zip, it's there, it's in your computer?
I don't know about that, but my kid was telling me that because on this particular little device that I have, he could, with a memory stick, and this is, the whole computer thing. He said, for instance, the movie Anger Management, mm-hmm. which is in theaters now. You know I didn't like it.
Right.
But he said, in theory, he could go download the entire movie, Anger Management,
right.
put it on a memory stick, and I could watch it on this thing.
True. Right now?
Right now.
While it's still out in theaters?
Yeah. Well, he downloads movies all the time that are out in theaters.
Is that legal?
No. Well, I mean, it depends. It's more of a moral thing than a,
than a legal thing,
because they're out there.
Yeah, but you... Would you conceivably, and this is a remedial question, if he downloads a movie, would you conceivably be able to download it in such a format that it would be, you'd be able to put it on a DVD and play it on a big screen television with perfect audio and video quality?
Theoretically, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right now,
how do they let that happen?
As it stands now, he's got tons of movies on his computer, and a lot of movies,
and he can burn them onto DVD?
Come out, yeah. Absolutely.
But he's kind of into that. I mean, he's a computer whiz.
Well, he's
right?
a kid. And they're all like this.
Are they all computer whizzes?
They all are. Yeah. So he walks me through this, and I'm amazed. And I'm amazed. And listen, okay, I'm going to take some S on this. Hello, Mark? Mark?
Phones aren't up.
Nope, hold on. I'm working on it. Because the guy on line 10 was actually, it said, did you know they invented the wheel?
Ouch.
Okay. All right, I'm with you. I told you, I realize I'm stupid about this, but it was like this weekend, you know, the light bulb went off.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God, you know, I got, you know, 84 songs on this little thing, and I can get movies on this. Jesus Christ. And I've had it for like a year, and all I really use it for is, I don't really use it for anything. I mean, I carry it around.
See, I'm just an idiot when it comes to, you know, any of this. I mean, I am behind the curve a little bit. If you would indulge me after you talk about this, I need to ask a question about a PlayStation 2 game.
Okay.
And that's where I am as far as the computers.
Well, hold on. I got a lot more stuff to get to.
I know, but you know what? While you do this, because this is going to take a while, just very quickly. Very briefly, I don't want to interrupt you, but I do want to say one thing.
Why don't you do it after the break? Because we clear the lines for the contest.
Because it's going to take a long time for people to figure out the answer to this.
I bet it won't with our audience.
You don't think so?
I bet it won't.
It's about The Getaway, the game that I'm playing right now.
Wait till we come back from the break.
All right. Then just remember Getaway people that I'll ask after the break.
Trust me, they're going to be all over it.
Okay.
They're going to be absolutely all over
it.
Here's all I got besides this revelation and the fact that my wife is not going to be back from her free cruise until late tonight.
Tonight.
There's a problem that I have with a retail store, and I'm going to say them by name, and be damned if they're a sponsor. It's GNC. They are the pushiest, most in-your-face goddamn store I've ever been in, and I'm going to call out the store. Reston, Virginia, right by the Giant, right by the ABC liquor store, and there's a dude that works there. Any of you in the Virginia area that have been to the store know the dude I'm talking about, an old guy.
What'd they do to you?
Well, here's the thing. Every time we go in there, this guy comes over, and the first thing is, can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
No. I know what I want. Here's what I went through with him on Saturday. I go in to buy some of my, you know, EAS shakes.
Right.
Now, I notice that, like every other company in the world, they finally discovered that vanilla is popular. Buzz had on the news show, Vanilla Coke,
right.
Now they're going to be Diet Vanilla Pepsi.
Popular.
Well, they come out with a new flavor of this EAS shake, this protein shake, vanilla cream.
Mm-hmm.
And they got it in a big, giant Boshy, like 40 of these powdered shakes for like $90. So I go, bingo. Guy comes over and goes, can I help you? I said, Now I know exactly what I need. This is all I need. You realize that that's all vanilla. That box has 42 shakes that are vanilla. I said, yeah. He said...
he does not know who he's talking to.
Guy said... and my wife's had run-ins with this guy before. Okay. But the guy says, you know, there's a box right below that that has strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. I said, I'm aware. He said, you're buying, I just want you to know, all vanilla. I said, and I'm not losing it with this guy. I said, I realize that I'm a fan of vanilla. I've come in all the time. Trust me, I've tried every shake that you have here.
Mm-hmm.
I like vanilla. He says, okay, but it's all vanilla. I said, okay, and there is, just like there was with Buzz and Anger Management,
right,
somewhere out there, and I hope he's listening now, mm-hmm, there is a guy who was a witness to this. Because when I walked out of the store, the guy about 20 years old came up to me and said, are you Don from Don and Mike? And I said, yeah. And he, you know, I've been listening a long time.
Right.
And I said, what a douchebag the guy in that store is. So, I go through all this with him. With, the, you know, it's just vanilla.
Right.
Here's the real bitch, though. And I think the reason this guy in this GNC does this is that he's just basically a lonely old man who has no one to talk to.
Right.
But then you get to the counter, and this is when they give you the hard sell. Yeah. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, GNC is probably one. It's so intense.
The guy says, same guy, old guy, gray hair, do you have a GNC gold card?
Yeah.
No. I say right away, I cut him off, I know all about it, I don't want it, I just want to buy these shakes. And he refuses.
Right.
To take my credit card to make the purchase until he gives me the spiel. He says, do you realize if you signed up now, you'd save 20% today?
You know,
you'd save almost $19 today.
Can I interject with all these places that do this? Why not just discount the stuff for starters?
Yeah.
To bring people back in. But they are amazing. I know you're right about this place.
So I said to him, I've been in here all the time. My wife comes in here all the time. We're not interested. Please just let me pay. And the guy shakes his head and he goes, you could be saving $20 right now. I said, my loss. Guy said, it'll take you 5 minutes to fill out the card. You will get the discount right now. I said, most likely I'll end up being in your database, and I'm probably already in your database. And really, I don't care. It's a hassle. I don't want it.
It's just, and especially for guys,
mm-hmm,
it's a pain in the ass. You just don't want to sell me the stuff.
Right. So then, after going through all of this, the guy, because he's forgotten who I am, even though he talked to me when I was over looking at the shelf,
vanilla, yeah,
says to me, after I put him in his place about the gold card,
uh-huh,
says, you know, this is all vanilla. I swear to Christ. And I said, yeah, we had that discussion about 5 minutes ago. And the guy said, you know, there's chocolate, strawberry.
Oh, my God.
And vanilla. And I was ready just to deck the guy.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is that I guess I could order this stuff on the Internet, but I like actually going somewhere and picking it up and having it.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. But this guy's a pain in the ass, and anybody that goes to this GNC store...
You might be ordering it on the Internet now.
You know the guy I'm talking about. Old guy, about 60, gray hair, follows you as you walk around the store. Even if you just say, I'm looking, or I know what I want, or if I have a question, I'll be glad to find you. He follows you. Follows you around the goddamn store and then critiques what you are buying.
I bet your wife has a gold card.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't have a gold card?
And she hates him more than I do. Watch this. Real fast, before the break.
I would think she would have the cards.
She doesn't because she hates the guy so much.
And the card's only good 1 week out of the month or when you make that first purchase.
It's horrible.
Right.
Now, hold on. Keep in mind, Frida cannot hear. She is currently in Miami. Waiting for the airplane,
okay?
Hello.
Baby.
Yes, my boo.
Sweetie, question.
Answer.
Of all the stores that we go to...
It's hard for me to hear you, sweet pea.
Okay. Of all the stores that we go to that have that pushy, you know, get a card and save some money, what is the store that we hate the most?
GNC.
And,
winner.
And if we had to pick one GNC with one employee who is
no,
the
no,
worst.
No, 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 no. Oh, I know. The one in Ocean City.
No.
Yeah. Oh. Yes, no. That's the one that insists that you join.
No, honey. Honey.
The one you're thinking, I disagree. The one you're thinking of is just very nice and chatty, but nice and seemingly lonely.
No.
a match.
It's the guy in Reston.
And you don't have a gold card, Frida?
I refused on principle, and the one in Ocean City, will treat you like you're an idiot. You're spending money to where you have to say, I want to spend more money than I have to.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, baby. Thank you.
All right. Love you, boo.
I was just talking about and I think I mentioned that in my description of the guy. Lonely. Yes. The lonely old guy.
And the concept is, it is as if they are worried that you won't come back. And you know what? People that take vitamins are pretty particular about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the product. I think GNC makes a great product. And I'm coming back to get
and Mike, it works the opposite way on me. If it's a product I can get at another store,
right,
I go to the other store because I don't want the gold card.
You know, that's true. That, you know, it's, and I guess vitamins are vitamins, aren't they?
All right.
No, there is a big difference, but they scare me away. If I can get it somewhere else, I will.
All right, baby. Well, we were just discussing how much I missed you this Easter weekend.
Well, I did a lot of shopping for you, Boo Boo.
Oh, well, that's one of the things you do best.
I'm in Miami now, and I just went into, you're looking so good. I want to dress my man, so I just picked up a couple of little things for you here, too.
There she is. There she is, always thinking about me. All right, love you, baby.
All right, love you too, sweet pea.
See you tonight.
Okay, bye,
bye. Bye-bye.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
For what?
By your little sarcastic comment, talking about how much you missed her. You weren't.
Nah.
No, then she said she got you something.
Well.
You'll tell her later.
Yeah, I'll tell her later.
I know you will.
You bet I'll tell her later. You bet I will. Oh, and this in no way has anything to do with my wife. But you know when sometimes when pushy broads come in, we have this thing from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
See?
Right, with Mr. Hand.
Right.
But now we have Bill O'Reilly saying it as well.
See?
when we get a
see?
Nutty woman.
See?
Oh, my God.
All right, and I got more weekend stuff, but hold on, Mike. We'll get your question answered right now before we go to break. Hello? What am I doing wrong here? How come it's making like an igloo picture? Do you see line two?
Oh, you know what?
What?
We don't have the phone sitting on that. You know how there usually is a dead handset?
Do I press this?
Yeah, that should work.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Howdy.
I got some answers maybe for Mike on his game, the PlayStation game, Getaway.
I didn't ask the question yet.
Oh, okay. Well, let me hear it.
I'm telling you, he's got all the answers.
You know everything?
Well, I've got this site that I've looked at. I've gone through. I'm on the last mission, basically.
Okay, real quick, all right? When they tell you that you have to go pick up the van and then switch to another van to go drive to the cop.
Right.
To get to kill the cop in the police station.
Okay.
I just switched vans, and I just started to chase the guy in the other van, the two white vans.
Right.
And when I catch him, it still says, mission failed, you lost the van. What am I supposed to do when I'm making my transfer to the other van? What do I do?
So you run that van, like, off the road?
I ran the van, and then the guy gets out.
Right. You got to kill that guy.
I have to kill him.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. I have to kill him.
Kill him and then get in that van.
Okay.
And then take that van.
All right, thank you. I have to kill the guy. I do have to kill the guy or it doesn't count.
Told you. The audience would right away.
You know, that is so cool.
Be able to help you out.
It is so wonderful to have this job. It really is.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Thanks, Rob.
Hello.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? I just wanted to let you know you might not want to talk about downloading off the internet on air. Because what you're basically meant to is copyright infringement.
Yeah, right. And they're going to sue me because I'm the only guy in the world that does it.
It doesn't matter. You're a popular guy. You're on the air.
Please.
To make
sir, listen.
Just looking out for you.
Don, they're in the lobby now.
Yeah. Let them come get me.
The men with the earphones are in the lobby now.
Let them come get me.
Get him!
Thank you, though.
No,
you're welcome.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Don.
And doesn't that guy have that? You're welcome.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, you know, Don, I have a bone to pick with you.
Yeah. You know, you're stealing those songs off the web. Suppose somebody downloaded your show every day, cut all the commercials out, burned it on CD, and
well, I have news for you. I have no problem with that. I happen to know my company does, but I have no problem. I have no problem with it.
Great, great, you know, great role model for your son Bart too. Just steal stuff off the web. You know, the grassroots took time to put that stuff together. Shouldn't they get paid for it?
Hey, listen, douche. Here's what I call being
douche.
Hey, listen, douche. First off, how many kids do you have?
I have four.
Four. How old are they?
16, 14, 10, and 6.
And you don't let the 16-year-old download songs off the internet?
I most certainly do not.
Is it a he or a she?
It is a he. Does he do it without me knowing about it?
Of
course.
I guarantee.
But that's not the point.
I guarantee he's doing it anyway.
Wait a minute. You're going to tell me that those people, on, particularly the grassroots, you know, let's face it, a loser band, don't you think they need the money?
No, listen.
Oh, come on,
John. Here's what's important when you're being a role model. Hey, douche, 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 douche. When you are a role model as a parent,
yes.
It is important. Yes. It's important to set the right examples with things that matter.
Okay,
you
so
could
stealing
you
doesn't
could,
matter.
You could also say...
Oh, so stealing doesn't matter.
You could also say that taping a TV show off television is stealing.
You just go to your house and steal your PCs, because apparently stealing something...
So you could also... Hold on a
doesn't
second.
Doesn't matter.
Do you have a VCR?
Of course I do.
Do you know that it is against... If you follow the little words at the end... Of all the shows on TV, it's illegal to copy that without their permission?
Actually, you're wrong. That's not how the copyright works on videotaping TV shows.
Really?
If you knew your facts, Don, you wouldn't have said that. There's a difference between downloading off the web
mm-hmm.
and copying television shows.
Well, I don't think my kid's going to grow up to be a rapist or a drug dealer or a mob boss he's downloading songs off this website.
Apparently, stealing's acceptable in your house because you're stealing things.
No, it's no different than taping a TV show if it's for private use.
Exactly right.
Hold on, what was that?
No, he just agreed with me. I said taping a song is no different than taping a TV show if it's for non-profit private use.
No, that's wrong. Actually,
also,
the law is quite different for television
breath,
shows
sir.
Than it
sir,
is for music.
Hold on. Take a breath, please.
Hold on.
Do you own a CD with grassroots music on it?
Of course I
did. Did you buy that CD?
Of course I did.
You could just as easily have loaded the song off the CD from the MP3 player. Sir, what's the difference if he's bought the song, if he paid the grassroots their money, what difference does it make which version he puts in his MP3 player?
There's a big difference.
No,
pay
none
for
whatsoever.
One, he didn't pay for the other. I'm telling you,
the
it
same.
Is stealing. It is against law. It's like Napster's
evidence. Well, then please turn me over to the police, and I will be ready to turn myself in tonight. I will share a cell with Scott Peterson tonight because I have committed the heinous crime of downloading songs off the internet.
Shouldn't the people that make it available on the internet, shouldn't they take it up with the artists? What about them?
Well, no. The people buy the CD. They put it illegally out on the site. Whether it be Napster or Kazaa or any of the other ones, and then the recording artists do not get paid.
Well, what about
I
the people that do this
software for a living?
Well, isn't the issue? Hold on, shut up. Hey, I have a question for you. Why isn't it the responsibility of the individuals that make these songs available?
I love this. It's like I'm the first guy in the world that's done this, and you want to bust my balls.
Wait, let me answer my question. Isn't that.
They are both equally wrong. But the
people
go at first are the people who run the trading sites themselves, i.e. Napster. The
that's like
Napster
saying some guy, hold on a second, that is like saying a guy that's driving along the street with stolen car speakers in the back of his truck sells them to somebody, and they buy them, and you're saying that they're equally wrong.
No, actually, your analogy is incorrect. The correct analogy would be I'm a drug dealer.
I wish that being a child of feces was against the law, because then you would be arrested. Hold on. My son is on the telephone right now.
Okay, go ahead.
My son, who you claim I have corrupted. Barty.
I didn't say you corrupted. I just asked if stealing.
Hey, Bart.
Sir, I have a point.
Yeah, go ahead, Bart.
What Buzz said is correct. If you own a grassroots CD and you download the same song, it is legal. It is
Bart, you are
backup by the government.
100% wrong. I spend my life with this issue.
Could you imagine being this kid's, one of this guy's kids? Can you imagine? You have the balls to call me about being a role model as a parent. I guarantee right now your son, your daughter, out shooting up, prostituting themselves, selling themselves, making awful, adult videos
now. You know, I know it's funny for the radio, Tom, but you're stealing the songs. It's against the law.
Hey, sir, when's the last time? Tell me something.
Stealing,
sir.
Sir,
answer one question.
Okay, go ahead.
When is the last time you exceeded 55 miles per hour?
Completely different, but I do it quite a bit, and that is against the law.
That is against the law. You are a bad role model.
Anybody's disputing. No, is anybody disputing the fact?
I am less concerned with taking the song off the web as I am the artist getting paid.
But hold on a second.
The artist got paid.
You say you live with this issue. Hold on a second. You say you live with this issue every day. Does this mean that you are in some way related to this industry?
I'm actually in the computer software business. So we have people who try
to... So you are more concerned with me...
Off the web.
You are more concerned with me getting a song by the Grassroots off the internet than you are you driving 75 and a 55.
Well, I would say 60 and a 55, but yes, I'm more concerned with people stealing
than you killing
the property of somebody else without paying for it than I am me driving 60 instead of 55. Absolutely.
It's worse to download that MP3 of Midnight Confession.
Hold on. Please listen. Please listen, Ron.
Than turning your stupid geek car into a four-wheeled death machine. This is a worse crime. And laugh, because that's smart.
I mean,
well,
really,
I don't have a geek car, but I mean, I own.
You do have a geek car.
I've argued with people at cocktail parties many, many times about the law is the law. Do you not agree that there should be a level of flexibility for everything in a free society? That if we all go by letter of the law, you can make the law work for anybody that you want it to work for. And the fact is, you're not talking about, it's all by degree. Don't you agree?
You only got a boner for
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. And again, I'm not so much concerned with the stealing of the song. I'm concerned that the artist is not getting paid.
But I'm saying also to you that an individual, especially say let's look at a Grassroots or
you're
something like
tool.
That, an individual who is downloading an occasional song and putting that in there, the amount of money, even if you add it all up over a person's lifetime, is not going to be that significant to the artist compared to what they do
actually,
when they
you
break.
Look at the numbers from Napster.
Sir,
you shut it down.
Have you ever taken a tag off a mattress? You ever taken a tag off a mattress? You ever squeeze?
That's something I never have done.
You ever squeeze the toothpaste from the middle?
By that question.
Sure. You ever kill a man just to watch him die?
No, but I killed him because
there
is something wrong.
Lisa Herndon. Lisa.
The Audio Home Recording Act of 1992. This 1992 legislation exempts consumers from lawsuits for copyright violations when they record music for private, non-commercial use.
Yay. Bingo.
Yeah, that was actually modified in 96 by the internet.
I'm going to modify your
telephone
call.
Wait, you know what?
Hold
on. Wait. Quiet. Now, sir, all I was trying to do just then was for you to say what you just said again, because Lisa's going to listen to that, and she will be able to find that out.
I'm gonna modify your phone call now, but before you do, Bart, is there anything you would like to say to this tool?
F you.
Thanks, and good role model. Teach your son to steal something, and... I'll put my son...
Now, but,
hey,
you know, you go back to teach your son, and you're talking about teach your son to speed. Teach your son to speak the same damn thing.
Exactly. Hey, buddy.
Completely different.
No, you're trying to take the moral high ground. You don't have any right to.
Buddy, I want to tell you something right now. This kid of mine, I'll put him up against any of yours. He's the greatest.
So are mine. Mine are unbelievable.
Mine are better.
No, mine's better. I would hope you would think so.
And I hate finally to disagree with both of you, but you're both wrong.
Yours are better.
Mine are the best.
Yours are the
best.
Hold on.
Yes.
Joe is a joke. You know.
Sir?
Yes?
Haven't you ever just wanted to get over on the man?
End of the debate.
That's the end of the debate, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. And
all right,
with
goodbye.
That note,
all right, goodbye. Hey, Joe, way to finish the discussion.
Nice.
I swear to God, that was Joe Artinger, but that exactly is what it's all about. Getting over on the man.
I wonder if in his youth, if that ass ever taped an LP.
I'm sure.
Yeah, really.
But he was a young man.
Sure.
Now, and the fact is, really, Lisa had the copyright thing with all that. But it's not the point, really.
No. Besides, it was good bonding for Bart and I.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that I had this.
And the point really is, everything should be measured by degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And really, when he's saying, hey, you're teaching your son to steal, I'm sorry, you're teaching your kids to break the law as soon, if you're going by letter of the law,
mm-hmm.
as soon as that car goes above 55,
yeah.
You are teaching your kids to break the law.
Yes, buddy.
What I find the funniest is he says you're teaching me to steal. Well, I had to show you how to download
That's right.
the song.
But if he's going to be correct, your son taught you to steal.
Yeah. And to be honest, I still don't know how to do it without him.
Ah. So you're clean.
Yeah.
And I would like him to...
Innocent.
He should teach everybody on the
show. Anyway. All right, bud. I'll see you.
Okay, Dad, I need to talk to you, so call me at home.
I'll call you at home. All right. I love you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. See you later. There you go. It's not like teaching hate crime, right, Rob?
Exactly, Don.
Exactly.
Okay, and unfortunately, they don't have to worry about that for, well, how old are your kids now?
It's a break.
We don't have to worry about that for a few years.
What a tool.
Yeah.
You know, and I, totally. Like I said at the beginning of the discussion, I'm the last of the party on this MP3 thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the last guy in the world to discover MP3s.
When you elevate the moral standard to that degree, you're skewing things a little bit. It's all by degree, really. I mean, it really is all by degree. Now, if you went by letter of the law, if everybody really wanted to go back and take a look at their life and, you know, add up the time of, hey, I've got an extra dozen donuts here that aren't going to be used for the charity. Do you want to take them home? Sure.
Sure.
I'm sorry, guilty.
Okay, call 100 right now.
Again and again and again.
The jackpot, 750 bones, 877-365-3636. Be an animal. Be the 100th caller. Dial now. Try dialing just with your hands.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
At WRC, Joel A. Spivak speaking. Alex Trebek is our guest, the host of Jeopardy and a couple of other
classic concentration on NBC.
I'm sorry, I've never seen that one, Alex. But you're in my house every night with Jeopardy.
Good.
Michael's in his car. Michael, you're on WRC with Alex Trebek.
Hi, good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Michael.
I'm going to have to forgive you if my car phone breaks up here. I'm driving along 270, but I want to tell you I'm a big fan of the show.
Good.
And I want to say congratulations to you and your wife.
Thank you.
On the little one. And I want to tell you also, I really enjoyed the interview with Don and Mike this morning. Great. Fabulous.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you're calling. Michael.
Hello.
Goodbye. Charles in Arlington, you're on WRC.
Hi, Joel. I wanted to ask Alex, I love the show, and I've been waiting a while. I wanted to ask Alex, how much does it cost to produce one episode of Jeopardy?
All right, good question. Hang up and listen. How much does it cost to put one of those things on the air?
I'm not sure.
Fred and Alexandria, you're on WRC with Alex.
Hello?
Go ahead, Fred.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Fred. Fred is having a little problem there, which I hope he'll straighten out.
The Morning Zoo.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do it.
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. You got to call 100. Start today's show. Oh, man. We got some stuff coming up, some contesting stuff. Contesting! Like secret stuff that I can't tell you about.
Good stuff.
Best stuff we've ever had.
Excellent.
Best ever.
Nice. Good.
I mean, yeah.
Nice!
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 Let me just call the Minister of Misinformation.
Oh, information.
Hi there, Titty Bar. Where's Hody Do?
Hody Do Joe?
No, Hody Do is your husband.
I don't know. He's under the table right now.
Oh, golly.
Oh, my.
How many days until that wedding, Lisa?
You know what? I haven't checked the countdown today.
It's got to be 70. We're still in the 70s, right?
We were on 73 last week. I have it saved to my favorites.
69. Maybe it's 69, right, Buzz? Maybe it's 69.
Ooh, 69!
It would be very appropriate.
Anyway.
As a matter of fact, it's 68.
When he comes up for air, tell him, I know I can't talk about it, but I want to know if I can tease the big contest that we were talking about today.
Okay, I'll let him know, and he'll let you know.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
You see, we work our staff the same way the United States is with Baghdad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, with all of them. Broyhill is the ace of spades.
Players.
Lisa is the queen of hearts.
Right.
Joe's the Joker.
Joker.
I still think it's funny when, and we just caught one of Saddam's big guys over the weekend,
right.
When they show him on TV, but they say, you know, we got the Six of Diamonds.
Six of Diamonds is how they gave, you know, that's how they gave those cards to all the GIs over there, and that's how they're finding these guys.
Okay, here we go. Right here, this one, line 10. Don and Mike, hello.
I am caller 100.
Yeah, yes, you are. And what's your name, my friend?
Scott.
Howdy, Scott. Where are you from?
Spokane.
Spokane. Mike, what is funny?
Rob sometimes gives me a look. Hi, Scott.
Hi.
Scott, you have won the Ali G Show prize pack.
Yay.
Make sure to tune in. Tune in to HBO Sunday to the Ali G Show. When he returns to HBO, this is the first time he has a chance to bling with Ali G. Sunday nights on the HBO. Okay, here we go. The jackpot, $750. A common everyday sound. Not a briefcase, not a stapler, not a can, not a door. Your clue is yellow.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Eminem.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Eminem. It could be so many. It could be Lose Yourself. It could be that new one that's the Aerosmith record. It could be Sleep.
Now this is like a job for me, so everybody just follow me because we needed the controversy because it feels so empty without me.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or it could be without me. For $750, what is that song? Or that sound.
Is it sliding a diskette into a computer?
Oh, no.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, I don't see how yellow.
They make yellow ones.
Oh, do they really, Ben?
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's not illegal.
I'm sure it is.
Thank you, and hold on. Don't forget that every guest is
a clue for you.
A clue for you.
Oh, that guy's such a douche.
That guy. Just let it roll off your back.
I am, Mike. But I just like pointing out that he is simply a douche.
Douche.
You're right, Rob. Let me just refocus. Give me just a minute to hear Bob Hope talking about how he used to work in blackface.
The next show he came to me, he said, you open at the Stratford. And I stayed there for 6 months. And when I got out of there, man, I just had a hold of the world.
I did Leading Man. I did blackface comedy. I do a Russian general. I sang
it. Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah, wow.
That's wild.
So, let me see. Oh, anybody out there read the Washington Post today?
There's a really, really good... I hate to say this about the Washington Post because it's such a bad newspaper.
Yeah.
But there's a really, really good article about Jack Bauer's daughter on 24.
Yeah.
And Alicia Cuthbert.
Right.
About how... all of the situations that she gets into, all the stuff we've said over the last year, are so unbelievable
right.
That now there are... Hey, how you doing, Jack?
I'm all right.
Now there are...
Previously, I'm 24.
Of course, on the internet, you know, which is just loser land, there are groups that are devoted simply to... busting her chop.
Oh, poor thing. Not, right? And her personally or her character?
I believe the character.
Are you sure that was an article and not just a summary of segments of your program? Because he seems to touch on a lot of stuff you've already said.
Yeah, he had all of the stuff with the how more unbelievable and unbelievable and unbelievable it's gotten with Jack Bauer's daughter.
Well, I think when we really started talking about him, when they really did her in, was the cougar.
And, Mike, that is a big part. Robbie, yeah. do you have the newspaper?
Who wrote the article?
I don't. Well, we'll find out.
Anyway, we'll find out and we'll know if it's somebody who's stolen.
Hank Stuver wrote the article.
Never heard of him. Anyway, interesting read. Next question. Quickly, fellas here.
Like his candy.
I need to know something about poker night. Tuesday doesn't work for me, but how about Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday, maybe.
How about you?
All
Thursday?
Right.
Okay. Nobody's doing anything on Thursday, right? So Thursday night for poker.
Thursday poker night.
Thursday night poker night. Right. Okay. Went to the movies. Oh, here it is right here. Run, Kim, run. On 24, a ludicrous but alluring string of perils. Lord love her, it's not easy being Kim Bauer. And it goes on and on. And here's where it does... You're right, Robbie. It does really sound like guys been listening to our show.
Yeah.
Although I think it's a judgment call that anybody who's a fan of 24
will... Yeah, I think you could make that.
Okay, let me see. Kim is us, we are Kim.
He does mention that they never eat and never go to the bathroom.
Although he says Kim does. Every time your cell phone doesn't work, every time you get kidnapped, every time you lose your car keys or can't get away from trained assassins, every time you're stuck in traffic, every time your boyfriend loses his leg trying to help you thwart disaster, think of him. Maybe it was the mountain lion that did it.
Of course it was.
Hours ago, since 2024 unfolds in real time, Kim was running from Ventura County sheriff's deputies who didn't understand. They didn't understand that her dad was trying to stop terrorists from detonating a bomb in Los Angeles. They didn't understand that a man who had employed her as a nanny had beaten and murdered his wife and was intent on killing his small child and Kim. Didn't understand how she had narrowly escaped the bombing of CTU in downtown Los Angeles. Nobody understands when you're Kim. They chased her into the woods at nightfall. Kim being Kim, she stepped into an animal trap which clamped tight across her ankle. A mountain lion soon growled nearby. Anyway, and that goes on to the nutty guy.
And don't you think it's more fun to call it a cougar?
Yeah, and right. The bomb shelter, and then the guy in the convenience store.
Right.
Let me see, what does it say about the... as much as viewers love to hate stupid Kim, as rabid online fans at televisionwithoutpity.com...
Now that's interesting. They love to hate her. I don't hate her at all.
Heavens. They have simply scornfully nicknamed her Spawn.
I think you have to take into account her body.
Right, but it does mention her nipples in here somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, who cares what happens to her?
Anyway, it sure does. I agree with it, and I also agree with Rob that a lot of it sounds like it came right off our show. But it's a general assumption you would make if you watch 24. Also, this weekend, my son and I went to a movie yesterday, and unlike when my wife and I went with the Burbanks to Anger Management,
yes.
You couldn't find a more well-behaved crowd than in the movie A Mighty Wind yesterday.
How'd you like it?
Loved it.
I want to see that.
Let me just say, if you liked Best in Show...
Best in Show is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. If you liked... Guffman.
Waiting for Guffman.
And if you like Spinal Tap,
right. You're
really going to like this one. Yeah.
Good.
You're really going to like it. It's got all...
Very dry, right?
All of the same people. Some of it not... I don't want to give it away.
I just... The review I wrote was this get very dry until Fred Willard shows up.
The ending ain't dry. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, that's what they said.
With Harry Shearer,
right.
The ending ain't dry. And yes, the star of the movie is... Fred Willard.
And I am a Fred Willard lover from back in the America Tonight days.
Right.
What happened? Anybody who's seen that movie will understand. From what I read, when I read the box office review today, I guess not a lot of people went to see it and didn't make the top 10.
Right.
But there's a line that Fred Willard has. What happened? Anyway, go see it. Take my recommendation. It's funny as S.
May I touch on the Easter egg hunt briefly on an issue that I have with the Easter egg hunt?
The one at the White House?
No, this is in general. This speaks to, I'm sure, a lot of parents that can relate to my issue with the Easter egg hunt. I would like to remind parents everywhere. I would like to say that the Easter egg hunt is for children. Mm-hmm. All right? It is for children. If you go to a good Easter egg hunt, they will have one hunt for the very, very little kids, 3 and under, like this wonderful lady that I know, Martha, who ran ours yesterday, had a little section for the little kids. And then for the other kids, I don't think there was an age limit, but the age limit should certainly be parents. And the issue I have is that having a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, and standing there with my ex-wife and letting the kids go off, and we sit there and we watch them run around. The issue I take is with parents or grandparents that carry baskets as well.
Wrong.
As one lady told me, this friend of mine said that they went to one time where the parents were literally running and dragging their kids along.
See?
Moving other kids out of the way.
See?
So that they could find the eggs.
Wrong.
And
I agree with you.
You know, and it was just, I observed this, and I'm not attacking anyone, but that one family, both kids found the 2 golden eggs that were laid out there.
Shocker.
Coincidence, and I noticed that there was a mother holding the little basket. And it just seems...
I agree.
When you're doing an Easter egg hunt, remember, it's for kids. Mm-hmm. Let them go. Let them have great time.
Mike, it's the same thing as the dads that go crazy at soccer games and hockey games
and
t-ball games.
Competitive mentality.
It's the problem that parents had crappy lives,
right?
And now they want the kid.
It's an Easter egg hunt for
God's sake, just chill out. You know, best moment ever, and it was a couple of years back when my daughter, who was three at the time, there's this little toddler, and I say to my oldest, I said, the little toddler doesn't have any eggs at all. Why don't you give her one of your eggs? And my daughter, Catherine, walks over and gives her an egg. And then my daughter, Elizabeth, who was, I think, three at the time, walks over. She had three eggs in her basket, gives the little toddler an egg, walks in the other direction, stops, turns around, goes back, gives her another egg, and I said, that's kind of the spirit of the whole thing. Yeah. You know, they're little eggs with jelly beans in them, you know? And you see these parents, it's just, it boggles my mind,
because it's the
mindset of adults today.
It's the yuppie competition.
It's amazing, man. I mean, it's an Easter egg.
With sports and other things, little leagues.
And people put this competitive thing on it. And, you know, do you look over, if your daughter comes by and you see, like, there's an egg in a tree, you go, hey, I think I see one over there. That's the extent of it. You don't want to go any further. And I see, you know, parents that are, like, going through bushes and stuff like that, and it's really...
Well, F them.
I'm
sure Jesus backs me up on this, and it's his day. F them.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And
F them and their family.
Let me get that off my chest.
No, you're right.
That's a good point.
You know who else really deserves to be shot? I made a note when my son and I went to the movies yesterday.
Yeah.
On Easter Sunday,
yes.
Really surprised it was jam-packed. I guess not everybody celebrates Easter in the traditional way.
Not anymore, no.
We certainly didn't yesterday.
Right.
We saw three cars with vanity plates that were parked in the same parking lot as us. And, listen, I hate the whole vanity plate thing. I've never been a fan of it. Even the ones that are moderately clever... Once you figure them out, it's like, you always pull up and the guy or the woman is just looks like a retard. I saw three yesterday with my son that, and again, say what you want on being a bad influence on my kid. I said, those are cars that are asking to be keyed. And I'll tell you why.
You said
here's,
that.
Here's one. It's a brand new Porsche. And I mean... Wow. Beautiful car.
Tricked out all the way.
Beautiful. I mean, absolutely, like, you know, like a rock star beautiful car. It says, my new toy.
Oh, man.
That's the license tag.
That's the worst kind.
That. So it's like, we drive by that one.
How is it spelled? Do you remember how it was spelled on the license plate?
M-Y-N-U-T-O-Y. Then we drove past what appeared to be a Hummer. Now, not the H2, but... The big one.
Right.
The big, like,
orange
worry one. It's all mine. And the one that pissed me off the most, I saw all of these yesterday on Easter Sunday, was a brand new Mercedes. And you couldn't miss it because this thing was yellow. Canary yellow.
Wow.
One of those little two-seater Mercedes. Really good-looking, sharp car.
Right.
It's like... You don't have to say anything when you're driving this car. It's, you're driving a hot car.
Speaks for itself.
License tag. Got a Benz.
Oh.
Okay. We see you got a Benz. We see it. We see it. It's just the vanity plates
right.
are nutty. I understand if it's a joke, but if it's like my toy, you see that, and then and I didn't get to see any of the people who drove these cars because they were all parked.
Yeah, I guess I'll cancel mine now.
Which was?
Still standing.
That's okay, though.
No, but that's what it would be like now. You know, remember when I had one that you made fun of? Remember the one?
Fly, baby!
We were doing a Bob Hope impression on the show, and we were doing, for like a month, we were going... Fly, baby. And I said, that'd be fun to get a vanity tag that says Fly, baby on it. I didn't realize like an idiot until after I got that vanity tag. You know what that says to police? Fly, baby means you.
Yeah.
It's not that you're a pilot or anything.
No.
It means you want to go fast.
Not to mention the fact it was one of those catchphrases like, right now we're on nine.
And it passed.
A month from now, it'll be gone to us.
It was stupid.
It'll be gone. I know we got a break, but I do have to hear this. Jim in Philly.
Yeah.
Steve-O, remember from Jackass?
Yeah.
We've had him on the show.
Yeah.
He was at the Sixers playoff game yesterday, was arrested.
Wow.
Right?
Yes, I was out tailgating at the First Union Center, or as we call it, the FU Center in Philly, and these guys are up, I guess, in town for a few days filming the clips for Jackass.
You know, you got to call back.
Yeah.
What's that?
You're just on the worst phone.
Yes. Well, you guys got to stop ripping off the other guys that got canceled, you know, with the
nice.
You guys wish you could have.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what a shame we had to cut you off, idiot. Yeah, there you go. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Because I believe that...
If you're going to call to bust our balls, call with a decent phone, moron.
Those guys were the guys who invented the word nice, right? Opie and Anthony, yeah. That's who he's talking about?
They invented that.
They bought it in France, in Nice, actually.
Yeah. Nice!
Hey, I'd like to thank the guy at the band gig the other night that gave me the F-O-N-A sticker, too. Thank you very much. I want to thank that guy out in Sterling, Virginia that did that for
a lot
me.
Of those.
And, of course... You know, I guess Opie and Anthony, if they did say that word, in fact.
Right.
And you know that's why we're using it, just because they
sure.
did it.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, they did.
Nice.
I'm sure that they're not aware that the grease man
mm-hmm.
used to use the word
nice.
That is so nice.
Right.
On his show.
Yeah. And incidentally, if you'd like the genesis, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, a woman called and said she was at the, was it the Walmart in Fair Lakes, Rob?
Yeah.
And that's when Rob looked at me and said, that's nice. And I started laughing. That's how we started.
And screamed it from the back of the
exactly.
room.
Exactly.
And I have to say, I stole that
right
from Felix Grant.
Listen, you dumb skateboarders out there, you better face this fact.
Yeah, get used to it.
Your heroes ain't coming back. They ain't coming back.
Amen, brother.
They're not coming back, dudes. That's too bad, because the Steve O story was a real story.
Mm-hmm.
God, I wish we had some information on it.
Like to find out if it, I guess it did happen up in Philly?
Yeah.
So we'll get some we'll legitimate
out,
call.
Sure. Find out from somebody who's not Jethro Tully. Somebody who's not living in the past.
No!
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Don.
You like creme anglaise?
Hey, you bless it, I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Who?
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing DD now?
Hey! Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go. But I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD. Because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Broadcasting live from right above Buzz Burbank's parking spot, the Don and Mike Show.
Right you are. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great, my friend.
Good, Don. Hey, listen, I heard you talking about the vanity plates.
Yes.
And I'm with you on this whole thing. Like, I wish we could use most of them as, like, SARS research people, but anyway.
That's a good one.
I did see one the other day that you may find interesting. It's the only one I've ever appreciated. It was a guy in one of those new H2s.
Yeah.
And on the bumper on the back, it says Hummer. Proudly displayed, you know, it's a Hummer.
Right.
And then his license plate said, give me A. alluding to underneath.
Yeah. All right, that's not bad. I'll give you that. That's not bad.
It was
bad.
The only one I've ever appreciated. It was pretty cool.
And was the Hummer part after the give me A, or was it left?
Oh,
and
it was right underneath.
That's perfect.
All right, that's, okay, not bad.
Right.
But generally, they're dumb. Mm-hmm. Like I told you, the guy that fixed my toe, you know, foot doctor.
Jesus, yeah.
Like you want to advertise that.
Well, and they're also with no regard for others. That hello. One, you know, that one you're taking into account entertaining some other people.
Right. Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
I was driving through Middleburg, got behind a Jaguar, license plate says, get your own.
Oh.
Again?
Oh,
my. Again?
No, that's yeah.
That's a car begging to be keyed.
Yep, right.
I got behind him, I tailgated him all the way until I got off of Route 50. I got so...
All that guy needs is the combination of that license plate, and if he parked over two spots,
oh.
like in a mall...
Right, and he would, too.
I guarantee.
Now, when I got my first Toyota... The one I had, I think, was acceptable because it was the first Toyota that I had. So
yes.
I was feeling the one that it said, I'm special.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
And you are.
Hey, Don.
Still are today, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you, boys.
Hello. And I love
Don?
And I love your Olympics.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, named after me.
You're on the air.
What?
I hear you. Hello.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
God, it
hey,
is.
Hey, thank you. Hey,
You're
you
welcome.
On a medically supervised diet? I'm trying to lose weight, and I'm just wondering, you were talking about the GNC shake. Is that the way you win, or were you on a medically supervised diet?
I don't want to bore you with this, but here's what it is in a nutshell. You eat every 3 hours. Do a nutritionist. You eat every 3 hours. You have these GNC protein shakes. You have, as dumb as it sounds, a sensible meal at night.
I thought you were going to say a sensible BM.
And then and you exercise.
Yeah.
And you exercise. I do about 200 sit-ups a day. And now that my foot's okay, I'm back on the treadmill.
You lost half of your weight, though, didn't you, without even just by modifying your diet?
Yes.
Yeah.
And once I started exercising, it came off as of today.
Today.
49 pounds.
49 pounds.
Wow. So I got one more.
Yeah.
One more to go.
And I'm right behind you.
All right. Congratulations. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm still fat, though. But, I mean, I got...
It's based on my lunch today.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was making that joke. See the Slim Fast sitting off there lonely all by itself?
Yeah.
Where it's not going to be consumed today. Maybe it'll be consumed by the end of the show.
A lot of times.
It'll chase that steak and cheese sandwich very nicely.
That's a good beverage.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
You know, it does make it. I've actually eaten a sandwich and had a Slim Fast.
You know what's better than that if you have the time is to take a Slim Fast and put some ice cream in it.
It's a great
it gives
float.
It a nice chill. A nice full. I was wondering, do you think that there's like one static weight that everyone on the show is allowed to weigh up to? Because ever since you started losing the weight, I've been putting it back on. I'm wondering if there's just one total number of pounds that everyone on the show weighs together.
Maybe so, because he doesn't talk about it a lot. But I found out about the beach.
Yeah.
When we spent last weekend with the Burbanks, when I would go through my regiment, like saying I'm only eating one meal a day and I have my shake every 3 hours.
Right.
Buzz is doing the same thing.
Is that what you do every 3 hours, a shake?
Yes.
And you don't have like a apple or anything like
that? Well, I put fruit inside the...
You put fruit inside of yourself. Right?
Yes, rectally.
So it begins
with the vanilla shake.
Like Bob.
Like Bob.
Hope.
Sorry, that's right. I guess you're kind of because Bob has all his food in the blender.
The next show he came to me, he said, "You open it to Stratford," and I stayed there for 6 months. And when I got out of there, man, I just had a hold of the world.
Yeah,
I did Leading Man. I did blackface comedy. I do a Russian.
Be proud of blackface comedy, man. So I was with Buzz's right 2 weekends ago,
right.
And Buzz I would be at the blender putting my EAS powder in there, right. And my skim milk, and Buzz would have a can of he'd have two cans at once, shaking them both at the same time, can of Slim Fast,
right.
And a can of some...
The high protein thing.
Right, Ensure, something like that.
What is a high protein thing? Give our listeners the benefit of what it is.
High protein Ensure for building muscle.
I didn't want to say because it's Ensure.
Yeah, well, he said it. No, we talked about it before.
No, we did.
You still drinking that Ensure? I am, the high protein
you
stuff.
You like that stuff.
It's good.
I know we kid him about how petite, you know, like he wears like girl shirts.
Right.
Do you know how skinny he is?
How skinny is he?
Well, he said it on the air that his waist size is 31.
Well, my waist is probably bigger than that, but I can wear 31 and 32 jeans and these low rise. Yeah, absolutely.
Low rise.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Even if I got that skinny, I swear to God, I'd never wear a low rise jean.
You wear low rise jeans?
I'm wearing them now.
Can I see them?
Sure.
Stand up, please.
Sure.
Well, see, they don't look...
Yeah, they're not... It's not dramatic.
They're not like
I'm wearing belly shirts.
No. Men aren't supposed to wear low-rise, are they?
They're not like Jennifer Aniston low-rise.
Men don't wear low-rise.
Yes, they do.
Unless they're on, like, runway
jeans.
Models.
Oh, well, hi.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No, these are men's
right.
Jeans.
Okay, what does your vanity plate say?
Anyway, he'd be the skinniest, I think.
Well, he always has been.
Yeah.
Hasn't he?
Although I've been bigger, I've been chubby.
I mean, you've always been the thinnest one on the show.
Yeah, he has.
Relatively, yeah.
He has, but he's lost a ton of weight. Yeah. We don't talk about that a lot.
No. Yeah, he has lost a lot. He looks good. He looks good, and we almost lost him a few years ago, so
yes.
that's a good thing.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Thanks for balancing that out, Mike.
God, they needed to be balanced.
It happened again.
What can I say about Buzz? It's not positive to balance out all this good stuff.
No, I think the more he loses, the only problem is the more weight he loses, the more pronounced the lack of a navel is.
See, guys, I try very hard.
I know.
When I say about myself like that, I've lost...
Well, it's because
I always try to balance that by saying, but I'm still fat.
Or, I'm jealous.
And I'm still ugly.
I'm jealous, and I hate it when somebody comes... We're seeing... If somebody says, you're really not all that fat. That's what somebody will say to me, and I... And it's just not effing true. I'm very unhappy with the bod right now. I walked the golf course yesterday carrying my bag on the golf course. Walking, an activity that I used to do without any problem, and I felt like a 90-year-old man. Wow. So I'm planning literally by Labor Day to get back on the machines.
The very best compliment that someone of my carriage gets is, wow, that's a flattering shirt.
fat.
Hello
Some
there.
Some of us on the show have to be fat for comedic purposes.
Exactly. Don and Mike, hello.
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 Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
Doing fine. Hey, listen, look at me. I weigh 226. Hold on. Or maybe even less than that. Hold on. It was 260.
221.
221, yeah.
If I weighed 221, seriously?
I'm still fat.
With my body?
Yeah.
If I weighed 221, I'd look like him.
Yeah, but with
if I weighed 220, that's,
my body,
that's what I was told.
I weigh 221.
Right now, I weigh 385 pounds.
No,
I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Somebody stole one of your bits. Carolyn Ray, the comedian. She has a talk show on UPN.
Yeah, I know. She took over the Rosie O'Lesbian show.
Yes, called Strip Trivia.
Did she steal the name of it?
Yes, she did.
Wow.
I was home Friday, and I turned it on, and she said, now we're going to do Strip Trivia.
Wow, I will tell you.
Thank you.
What are you doing, Lisa?
Lisa brought in a lovely... What is the type of cookie?
Tagalongs.
Tagalong for me.
I have those two doughs out there, too.
She could eat 16 boxes of tagalongs.
I think she might be like the Karen Carpenter of this show.
Yeah, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Right. She eats all the time. She's very, very skinny.
I hope you do a little more of that before the wedding. I remember the eating Lisa, which she used to eat a lot.
Yeah,
it was great.
It was fun.
You know, strip trivia is... really, one of the bits that really, I swear on the kid's life, I really did think up all by myself.
I'll testify to that.
For this show. It had not been done. It had not been something I heard someone else do, like some things that we do, and I lift them and change them. That one's really our bit.
It most definitely is.
And I have heard other DJs steal it. But how did she possibly do it on TV? Because you can't show it to people.
Basically what she did, she had some, you know, two-tier star come out. And she pulled somebody out of the audience, and the guy had 5 T-shirts on, and every time she got a question right, he took a T-shirt off until he was bare-chested.
It says something about being...
I mean, it's not to the level that you guys
think
it's to, but
I don't care about that. I want to talk about one other thing. We're talking about wait a minute ago, and Tammy just walked by the window. The look she just gave me, it's not a look you give a man that's fat, okay? That's a man right there. See, she knows that this is a good-looking man right here. You're right, Tammy. I just want to say, I saw your eyes. I want to say, I know, baby. I know. It's true. It's true. For God's sakes, it's true. Continue, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt
you. I hung up on it.
Sorry about that. I just said, but see... You got to be comfortable. You have to be comfortable in your own skin. And I've been often going around to doing this where I'm just gently, I just like to gently rub the tummy a little bit, you know, and just go, yeah, I'm a happy, comfortable guy.
You're special.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, that seems to work the same way when you start talking about your sex life. When I start rubbing my belly like that, that makes you a little uncomfortable.
No, listen, here's the thing. No, it doesn't. Like, my sex life doesn't. When you fondle your nipples.
Yeah. That's okay. That's rough.
But it's...
Yes.
I am like... I told... Well, never mind. It was that thing we got in that one day on the air.
What's that?
Remember I told you that my wife said that I shouldn't talk about... Just stop. My wife said I should stop talking about it.
About what?
About how much weight I've
lost. Oh, I've always thought you don't
know.
You should stop it. You should stop it. Because if you didn't talk about it, you're very proud when you come in about the weight. But the fact that you talk about it is why people like give you crap about it. Like Robert. You give Robert the opportunity to do that. That's if you didn't and you talked about, you know, being... But that's, you know, that's what you use to motivate yourself. Am I correct?
Yes.
And I mean, the most weight I ever lost on this show, which was like 35, 40 pounds, was when we were... Every single day there was a scale in here. And quite frankly, that's the only real motivational tool that would get me to do it. And I'm thinking maybe sooner than later I would go back to bringing the talking scale in here.
Wow, that would be outstanding.
I'm way up.
Wow. That would be
like,
outstanding.
Like there's a 3 in my future. That's how heavy I am.
Are you kidding?
See, I carry it. I carry it well.
That's the thing about you.
Yeah. I'm like 285 or something like that.
You're asking me.
Yeah, easily. Maybe more.
I would have guessed.
I'll weigh myself tomorrow morning and I'll come back in. I know. Because I'd look the same way if I was 250. That's the problem. That is the problem. But
is it the problem or is it the solution?
Rob, you kill me, Rob. Rob kills me. When there's no funnier man on the subject of weight than Mr. Spiewak right here. Yeah, that's it. You're surprised at that, huh? You're surprised at that amount?
I would not have guessed it.
I'm blown away.
Yeah. I would say I'll weigh myself tomorrow. I will come in tomorrow. And I will jump on a scale in the morning, and I'll tell you in the afternoon show. I am not looking forward to that.
Don't jump.
If it's over a certain number, I'm going to lie, though. I just want you to know that.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
The most clever license plate I'd ever seen was
Y22U9. Now, it didn't make sense to me until I got in front of the guy. Guess what it spells?
What?
A female anatomy.
Oh, all right. P-U...
Ah.
Exactly.
Right.
I was behind this guy, and I couldn't make it out. When I got in front of him and looked in my rearview mirror, I had to give him the thumbs up.
Oh, I would have driven off the road laughing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, there's another license plate kind of like that one, and it says 3MTA3. Okay?
3MTA3. Okay.
And when you get in front of him, you read it backwards.
What does it say?
Eat me.
Those are people.
Is it really from the Beastie Boys album cover?
But those are people using their heads.
Yeah.
That's better than My Benz. Got My Benz.
Or My Toy.
My Toy.
F that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
I know a girl with 36 double D in Roman numerals.
No.
That's bragging again.
Hello, Don and Mike.
More bragging.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah. She might as well just put whore.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
well, women have a lot of them, like, you know, kitten, you know, things like that. All those really... And it's all... You sit there and it's like, you'll see something that says kitten, and then you'll pull up next to this troll.
No, we used to make one of my wife's closest friends, or one of my good friends as well, works in the radio industry, will go nameless. For a long time, she had vanity tags that said Lady DJ. And whenever she would pull up in front of our house, Frida would just have to say to me, listen, don't say a word. Don't say anything to her about her license plate. Don't even say that's a nice license plate. Just shut up.
Maybe that's fighting the anonymity that is radio, you know, because, I mean, we're in a business when you're on the radio where, you know, unless you have a TV commercial running or you go out and you do a lot of things where you've been doing it a million years like we have, you don't get the recognition, and maybe that's what she was looking for.
I guess. I don't know.
You know, she would have gotten recognition if they pulled that trick that Frank pulled by putting that dildo in the front of her car.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear yet why Steve-O got arrested at the Sixers game?
No, it had something to do with taping something for a TV show, right?
No. Yeah. He got arrested because he streaked across the basketball court.
Good for him.
I don't know if the show is televised or not, but...
Steve-O on Jackass would just like to live his life naked.
We've had him on the show a couple of times. We like him.
He's funny.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, my heroes.
Hi there.
Hey. You know, every time somebody tells me I'm starting to gain weight or looking fat, I say, well, every time I go over to F your mother, she makes me a sandwich.
Thank you. Good comeback.
Hello. That's good. Don and Mike, hello.
That was pretty good. Hey, how about this license plate for you? You're going to spell it out, because you cannot say it on the radio.
Okay.
P-H-A-Q-U-E and the number 2.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've seen that one before. And again... No problem with those. It's the show-off ones. It's my toy.
Mm-hmm.
Please, your toy. It's like a $100,000 car.
Get your own. Yeah.
Just get a regular license plate.
It's like when I had my, before I even worked with you, when I had my Plymouth Satellite, I had a vanity plate back then. It said, jealous with a question mark.
Oh.
Wow.
Hello. I love that one.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, buddies.
Hey.
Hey, back when I used to listen to you down in Richmond, kind of in the sticks.
Excuse me, Rob. Yeah. I very rarely say that on mic, but excuse me. Oh, yeah. I just had a couple of, a couple of Slim Fast farts come out. Yes.
Yeah, so I pulled up next to this hillbilly in his truck, and his license plate said, sorry liver.
Sorry liver?
Yeah.
Oh, he's sorry to his liver.
Oh, sorry liver.
Right, sorry. A comma would work there, I bet, in a sorry liver.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Chris. Listen to Philadelphia YSP.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys, I saw a few years ago in an article in a newspaper, had a picture of a kid's car, license plate, URAPNUS. And they threatened the kid with suspension from high school if he didn't take the tag off.
See,
so he had to get his license plate changed.
You are a penis. That's great.
That's great because you're entertaining people.
That's great. That's better than my toy got my Benz.
I think everybody should think about getting a vanity tag with the goal being to entertain their fellow drivers. Yeah. We need stuff like that.
Thank you, my friend.
You got it, my man.
Listen, we're up on a break. I don't know. Last night was a very tough night if you watch television, watch network TV.
Sad night, Don.
That you had on on NBC, you had...
The next show he came to me, he said, you opened it to Stratford.
Bob,
there for 6 months. And when I got out of there, man, I was just...
I just had a hold of the world.
Yeah.
I did Leading Man. I did blackface comedy.
I love that. It just rolls by it like it's nothing. Yeah. I did blackface comedy.
Very proud.
So you got Feeble Bob Hope, which is like a car wreck. You can't not watch it. Then you got The Ten Commandments.
Is Bob Hope like Saddam Hussein, though, or maybe Osama bin Laden because we haven't seen him? Is Bob indeed, did they have proof that he is still with us?
We don't know.
I have no proof.
Then you had The Ten Commandments, and at the same time you had The Simpsons, and I don't think it is a coincidence that they reran the episode last night on Easter Sunday where Homer starts praying to God for things and ends up suing the church and ends up having the church given to him to live in.
Oh, that's right.
And turns it into a giant party. It's so great.
Kicks, like, doesn't he kick the substance abuse meeting out or something?
Yeah,
like
he sends them all to Moe's Bar. It's just so great. Anyway, so many choices last night. Not to mention the fact that all over the news, you had the Pope doing his Vatican services for Easter Sunday. So when we come back, for the first time ever on our show, you know how in 60 Minutes they have that point counterpoint thing with Clinton and Dole, and it just sucks. We're going to try, as recommended by a listener last week, Pope and Hope.
Pope and Hope, ladies and gentlemen.
And the topic of today's debate, who will die first? The Pope or Bob Hope?
Interesting.
They will both be with us via satellite.
Fantastic.
In just a moment, in blackface. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's four stages of senility, you know.
I didn't know that.
I know one of them. But
first stage, you forget names. Second stage, you forget faces. Third stage, you forget to zip up. And the fourth stage, you forget to zip down.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'm dry.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I'm dry.
I got no record.
I'm sorry about that, everybody. Jesus Christ.
Previously on the Don and Mike Show.
Get all ready for the bin here. We're dry. That's on me. We got to take it.
Get ready for the bin.
Take it from the top.
Wake up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to hear the same bad Bob Hope joke again?
There's four stages of senility, you know.
I didn't know that.
I know one of them.
The first stage, you forget names. Second stage, you forget faces.
Because you forget your record.
Third stage, you forget to zip up. And the fourth stage, you forget to zip down.
The Don and Mike Show.
Because
the
chit-chat a-hole.
Okay.
Geronimo and O'Mara on the Zoo.
Hey, we're back. Hi. Last night, NBC had this just for a goddamn ridiculous NBC-style Bob Hope birthday show.
Tribute.
Which was really a tribute, whatever you want to call it. It was really more a commercial for NBC.
Yeah, they worked all their primetime shows into the, around a tribute to Bob Hope.
What I found the most ridiculous was, like, after they would run a bunch of clips of Bob Hope, it would be the cast of Just Shoot Me. Which has, of course, nothing to do with Bob Hope.
But it's an excuse to put the cast of Just Shoot Me on with Just Shoot Me underneath.
Yeah, and then it would be Special Victims Unit Law and Order saying a happy birthday to Bob
Hope.
I
found myself enjoying the clips of Bob, especially the old stuff that everybody grew up watching, and then getting really ticked off when they would show, just to promote their shows.
So a lot of it, and I guess we've got some tapes that we can play a little later in today's show with the awful Jane Pauley. She's the
host. Bob Hope is a national treasure.
But the question we had that was brought up on the show Friday was who's going to die first, Pope or Hope.
Right.
And they were both on TV yesterday. And now via satellite, first let's go out to Palm Springs, California and see if Bob Hope is available. Bob? Bob?
Hey, Hot Cosby.
Bob?
Okay.
And at the same time, let's go live to the Vatican.
He's in town for a minute.
Hello? I believe. Hello? Hope will also be joining.
Very good.
Hey, it's Bob Hope.
Let's put them together.
Hey. Hello?
Yeah, hey, this is the Pope?
I'm in my Pope mobile.
Yeah, hey, Holiness, I understand. How you doing? I got four dogs. Yeah.
I'm dying.
Hey, how you doing there, Holiness?
I am
dying.
I know, yeah, I'm going to outlive everybody. I'm going to outlive little Joey Heatherton and also the EP All-American football team. Yeah.
The only way I speak with people now is through this device in my poop mobile.
Yeah, that's the same one you're using for the services, isn't it, Your Holiness? I'm glad I can hear you because I sure can't see you with my bunny eyes. I'll tell you that right now.
When's the last time, Bob, you had a solid PM?
Back to the Eisenhower administration, Your Holiness. It's been a while, but I'll tell you, sure enjoy that tribute to me. Still got a healthy ego there, Your Holiness.
Cut the ratings, dude. Hey. I believe my service at the Vatican got a bigger number than your pathetic clip show.
Yeah, well, you know, I may be sitting here by the phone, but I'll tell you right now, at least I can lift my chin up over my chest. What's the matter with your neck? Come on, straighten your neck out, Your Holiness.
You know I can't move my neck.
Yeah, see, there you go. Stop picking on me. At least
do you have a nice pointy hat like I do, dude?
I'll tell you, the only time I wore a dress is when I was trying to make out with Dorothy L'Amour.
Faggot.
Wow.
What was that?
Faggot.
Hey, that's not called for, you.
No,
I may be a lot of things, but that's not one of them. Not that there's anything.
Did you wear a dress?
Yeah, well, I went in. It's called drag. I think
faggot.
One of my shows with Burl. Stop throwing that word around.
God hurts fags.
That's your decision. You're just a man, flesh and bone. Stop that, Pontiff.
I'm just a man. Flesh and bone.
I understand, yeah. All right, so what's this debate about anyway? When they called me and said I'm supposed to debate you. What are we debating?
I am on my way to go get some nice popcorn shrimp right now in the bookmobile.
Popcorn shrimp. You like that stuff? Where are you going, Popeyes?
I don't know. We put it in a blender.
Ah, yeah. Well, that's what they do with all my stuff. We can commiserate on that.
And they said you're debating. Actually, I'm going to Popeyes.
Hey, Popeyes. Yeah, that's funny, you know. Yeah, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, His Holiness the Pope right there.
And ladies and gentlemen, sinner Bob Hope.
Proud of it.
Yeah, proud of it, ladies and gentlemen.
Our debate topic today is who will die first?
Yeah, well, who gets to go first?
Why don't you go ahead? I believe I have to make a message to some of my fellow countrymen right now.
All right, you go ahead. Go make a message. Hey, turn that off. Turn that off. Oh, you're
hey,
killing me.
Get the F out of the way.
Oh, he's in his pump over here.
And the effing Pope. I want 10 popcorn shrimp and spicy dipping sauce.
Are you at the drive thru? I want to tell you.
And I want no fags touching my food.
I think I got a hernia after that last one, Your Holiness. Yes, sir.
While I wait for my food, Bob, go ahead. Who will die first, me or you?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my turn. This is Bob older than Dirt Hope. You know, everybody's been calling for my demise, especially after the recent switches that they had for me on the NBC last night. And I like to say that I'm going to outlive everybody. Yes, as a matter of fact, I have so much money, ladies and gentlemen, that I've actually invested it in a special ageless serum. A special serum injected into my body that's just freezing different parts of it. So lick it, Your Holiness. That's what I got to say. I'll outlive you and every other person. As a matter of fact, I have in front of me a list of people that I'm going to be outliving. And they all happen to be working for NBC. Tom Brokaw. Also, I'm going to outlive every cast member on Friends.
There you go. Wow.
Bob?
Yeah?
This is the Pope.
Yeah, so what's your counterpoint to that, Your Holiness? And I especially going to outlive those people on Will and Grace.
One of them is a fag.
You seem to be obsessed about that, Your Holiness. But this debate's not about fags. It's about whether you're going to live any longer or not.
I think you will be surprised where I'm coming from on this topic.
Go ahead, Your Holiness. Did you get your popcorn shrimp?
Not yet.
I tell you, that service is terrible.
I'm the effing Pope. Take my effing order. Hey, Bob?
Yeah, Your Holiness.
I got news for you.
Yeah, what's that, Pope?
I've been dead for 3 years already.
Oh, my goodness. That's throwing me a wild card. I think I dropped a little seabiscuit after that.
The Disney animators have actually resurrected me, and I am being run right now via remote control by Michael Eisner, which is funny, a Jew running the Catholic Church.
Does that mean you're going to be Pope forever?
Yes, much like the Hall of Presidents display at Disney World.
Well, I guess if you're going to be honest, I can come clean with Bob's deep, dark little secret.
What's that, Hook Nose?
I'm a Muppet. That's right, Your Holiness. My entire skin is made out of felt, along with my clothing. As a matter of fact, Frank Oz has right now got his hand up my bum, and I'm an animatronic dummy.
Hey, tell Frank I said hi. Before I went Disney, I had his hand on my prostate for 7 years.
Get a Frankie Oz. Give him a nice round of applause.
Marvelous.
Hey, Frank, take those two little pieces of metal and clap my hands together. Yes, sirree. There it is.
Hey.
That's the sound it makes because I really can't clap. I got no skin. Yoda right here.
Frank, this is for him.
Yeah, fantastic. That's...
No,
Pope Man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, got to tell everybody now the cat's out of the bag. You see, the fact of the matter is the Pope and Bob are both deceased.
We're dead, but we will live forever. We will especially outlive those fat, no talents, Don and Mike.
That's right. Those disc jockeys with no genitals don't have a chance of outliving us because we're actually created by synthetic organisms or whatever they're called.
On behalf of the Walt Disney Foundation and Corporation, let me say my Easter message to the world. Hello, this is the Pope from inside my Pope-mobile. Here's my Easter message.
Go ahead.
Direct from God. Say, kids, do you like Toy Story 1 and Toy Story 2?
This is a shameless promotion.
Maybe you're not aware, but they're going back into the Disney vaults on May 1st.
It's more embarrassing than when I did blackface.
I did blackface early in my career.
Did you really? Only this, I had no idea.
Well, hello there.
It's very nice, Your Holiness. Yeah, that's quality.
I am getting an electrical shock from Eisner right now because I'm varying from the script.
Go ahead, promote your Disney products.
Don't forget, kids, if Mom and Dad don't buy you Toy Story on DVD by May 1st, it means God hates you.
Is that your message, Your Holiness?
Yes, and God hates fags. But God loves the Walt Disney Corporation.
Thank you, Your Holiness. Well, they're giving me the cue that it's time to wrap it up. And I'll do my standard Bob Hope wrap up. Well, another year is come and gone. And as everybody knows, it's time for everybody to carry their messages Easter season to make sure that you love the people you love around you. This is Bob for everybody's hopes and catapult. This year, we're going to have other things. You see, even though I'm made out of Muppet material, the stroke that damaged my vocal cords before, they turned me into this Muppet, still does not allow me to speak as clearly as I used to. So I say, ladies and gentlemen, catch your blessings. It's a great country we live in, and it's great to be an American. And I will say that I love everybody, and I especially love Frank Oz, where his hand is a sun doesn't shine thing. And I'll tell you right now, I love America,
and I sure love you.
Yes, sir. Excuse me. Excuse me, the Pope wants to say something.
I have broken away from the control of Michael Eisner for a brief moment.
This would be a message from the animatronic dummy known as the Pope himself.
For Easter, I left in Michael Eisner's Easter basket a nice pile of my number two.
Congratulations, Your Holiness. That's a good thing to do.
Also, for you sports fans out there, the Lakers will not win in four. Really? They will not win their fourth championship. Listen to me. put your money on the Sacramento Kings.
And I have a message to my former employers at NBC.
Eisner's a Jew. The Pope is being run by a Jew.
Thank you for jumping in with that, Your Holiness. I want to say to all my former employees at NBC that SVU will be canceled before Memorial Day. Thank you very much. And Tom Brokaw likes kids, if you know what I mean. There you go. Wow.
Hey, speaking of kid touchers.
Yeah.
I got a big shout out to all the Catholic priests who might be listening to me. Right now.
Yeah, I tell you, that's that more kid touching that happens at the Neverland Ranch, ladies and gentlemen.
Bob, when did you die technically?
Technically, I died just after 1988. As a matter of fact, I was not only dead, but due to this incredible work done by Frank Oz, I was able to participate in the Bob Hope Desert Classic. That's right. They had special metal poles coming out of the grass that allowed me to chip and putt with the best of them. And I also played golf with the presidents, Clinton, Bush, and Ford.
Since I have been dead, I have had many, many presidents and head of state come to visit me, and I've gone to many countries as well. Bob, I also officially died in 1998.
And I'll tell you right now, it's one of the great ruses of all time. If you'd like to recap, ladies and gentlemen, the fact
that... you die in 88?
88.
That's when I died, too.
That's right. It's been a giant ruse and scam. The fact of the matter is that both Potiff and Bob Hope are dead as doornails, ladies and gentlemen.
We are dead.
That's right. Thanks to Frank Oz, I spoke my own eulogy.
And thanks to Michael Eisner and the good people at the Disney Corporation, I'm propped up on most major holidays telling children, buy Disney products.
I'd like to pin the Texaco star on you, Your Holiness. Yes, sirree. Oops, I lost a finger. Stuffing? We need more stuffing, please.
Bob, that's why you need the Disney animatronic department.
As a matter of fact, I just realized something, Your Holiness. Aren't the Muppets owned by Disney?
Disney owns everything.
Well, in a roundabout way, I guess that means that we're brothers, Your Holiness. Yeah, I think you'd be happy about that.
My food is finally here.
Hey, I tell you what. If you let me wear one of those robes, I'll let you have my putter. What do you think of that, Your Holiness?
I'll throw in one of my pointy hats.
Attaboy. They'll have some good times right now. Maybe we can relive the road pictures.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, Your Holiness, positive person.
Lick it.
Lick it good.
Go eat one.
Right there. There he is. John Paul II, baby.
You're marvelous.
You're marvelous, too. It's been great talking to you.
You're wild.
Wild, right there. There, Your Holiness, right there.
So what was it like doing blackface, Bob?
I tell you, it was a kick, that's for sure, but that's kind of politically incorrect. I forgot that when I was talking about it on my special. That special.
Wow.
I seem to have lost one of my teeth. Tell Frank Oz to move my bowels for me.
Until next time, I'm glad we had this time. Don't forget, our time on this earth is precious.
Yes, it
is. The current time, 11 past the hour.
Yeah.
This is JP2, the Pope.
And this is Bob for Texaco Hope, saying so long and thanks for the memories, everybody.
F you.
Lick it.
And a sword needed.
Lick it with my felt tongue. Bye.
Bye, Bob.
Bye, Pope.
There they go.
Thank you. No theme song? Where's that theme song? How about some of that rock and roll that kids like so much nowadays?
And put some of that devil music on.
That showbiz, you got to play us out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Play us out. Play us out. It's time for Frank Oz to move my balls.
I am the god of hellfire.
Hey.
And I bring you...
I am... La la la.
I teach you to burn.
Yeah, fire, baby.
Take it, Bob.
Fire. That's a good fire. Oh, no, I'm made out of felt. No more fire.
I'll teach you burn.
Yeah. Stroke.
You'll be living like a little girl in the heart of your little world.
Hey, he knows the lyrics. How about that? Hey, it's only this John Paul. I gotta run you, Hardest. You can't.
So
get...
do I. My Popeye's Chicken Zero.
Bye-bye.
Later, dude.
Both dead for 15 years.
There they go. What, is it 15 years?
Yeah, 15.
1988 to 2003.
That's... You learn something on this show every day.
There you go. Okay, right. Well. Yeah. Hey, that was fun. That was great.
Do you wish you could do the show every day with a bullhorn?
You know that.
Rob, stop playing with it.
Stop it, Rob. Just for special occasions.
That's right.
I want to tell you, it's wild.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our host for the evening, Jane Pauley.
It's a shame she couldn't have been there for
that. In just a few weeks, Bob Hope will turn 100 years old. And for 85 of those years, he's been performing in front of audiences around the world.
Who knew it was all a scam?
Only to catch his breath and play a round of golf or two.
Animatronics
and puppetry. His 69-year contract with NBC is recorded by the Guinness Book of World Records as the longest contract ever with any broadcast entity. My 27 years here at the Peacock Network pale by comparison.
Well, why do we get to hear that?
Jesus Christ.
Do you remember like 2 years ago when NBC dropped his contract and he put out a press release saying he was a free agent now?
Yeah, it's good for him.
I mean, I'm surprised that wasn't mentioned on the Batty Special.
Yeah, it was more a promotional vehicle for NBC.
I say it's wild.
A lot of the other shows were held up because of the writer's strike. Fortunately, I have never had to depend on writers.
That's a joke,
those white cards you see flipping in front of me are part of the air conditioning.
This is the part of the show where they explain that Bob loved cue cards.
It became a national joke because you could see him.
I thought she looked great.
Phyllis Diller.
Yeah, Phyllis looked fantastic. Always does.
Gleason was shocked into dieting by a terrible thing that happened in Florida. He fell asleep on the beach and someone painted Goodyear on his side.
One man in the hall, and two men carrying a piece of cardboard that looks like a plate glass window.
Is this one talking seriously? 10 feet long. Yeah.
Goes by and it says,
can you,
hello.
Hold on a second. I want to point this out. When you hear audio of Jay Leno, you realize how messed up the speech is. Listen to him carefully.
Oh, yeah. He sounds like
he's
ballsy.
Gleason was shocked into dieting by a terrible thing that happened in Florida. He fell asleep on the beach and someone painted Goodyear on his side.
One man in the hall, and two men carrying a piece of cardboard that looks like a plate glass window. And two guys carrying it. It's about 10 feet long. Goes by and it says, hello. I was, what's that? They said, oh, it's Bob's cue card. It was as big as a door.
It was part of Bob Hope and a way of inviting the audience in with him. They always knew he had cue cards. And he made them know that he did.
Dean, who invited you to this party?
Now, if Bob was alive, do you think that he would have allowed the cue card thing?
No.
I mean, Bob is alive.
But I mean, if he was mentally alive.
If he was part of the thing.
I must try that sometime.
Is it really necessary for the NBC special to talk about his love of cue cards?
When he casts his specials, I think if you look at his specials.
Harvey Fierstein.
What was Harvey Fierstein doing on that show last night?
Getting a series.
Yeah, he's getting a series.
He's getting an NBC series?
Right.
Is he really?
Right, yeah.
Jesus Christ. And one more thing, we got to go to break.
Every comic owes a great debt to Bob Hope. To his manner, to his form, to his fills.
But I want to tell you. That is marvelous.
And I want to tell you.
He was always intelligent, always played up.
Who's that?
Very rarely took the cheap shot.
Who's that?
He Frazier. Never played down to his audience.
Frazier. Oh.
These are things
and
that
you have. I hate to say it, you had your guy, Steve Martin, and Alan King, the two.
Oh, I saw them.
Serious Business of Comedy guys.
I saw Steve. If you're a Steve Martin fan, it was an embarrassment. Hear Steve Martin saying, you know, this guy was the man. Jesus Christ. What a train wreck that was.
The next show he came to me, he said, you open at the Stratford. And I stayed there for 6 months. And when I got out of there, man, I just had a hold of the world.
I did Leading Man. I did Blackface Comedy. I did
Blackface. All right. We got a break. When we come back, just one more Bob Hope thing from last night. Jay Leno really overstating the whole Bob Hope legacy.
Are you like me when you watch this? There's just a little bit. It's almost like when you see comedians talking, even though they're praising another comedian, it's in a roundabout way they say things that turn it back on themselves a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
When they're talking about what we all do today, we're so great.
We thank themselves because, part of that.
You know, yeah. they don't compliment in such a way. It always seems a little weird to me.
I was doing blackface.
And the tone also to me seems that, don't you see what I see? I mean, exactly. Jay Leno will say it here, how he's amazing that he remembers how great
Bob was.
Couldn't
you enjoy a tribute special like that? And really, the clips of Bob, I mean, and all that old stuff, that's fun to watch. If they just had like a little narration without having Alan Alda say things like, Bob was funny by speaking.
I did enjoy Jiminy Glick, though.
When we come back, yeah. Not only will we trust me, we'll get all this Bob Hope thing, and we're going to get to something the lawyers are very worried about. Mm-hmm. An upcoming guest on the show. Her name is Rachel Bussell.
What's her skill?
She's the world's BJ queen.
Oh, very good.
And some of the press that she sent us before we booked her as a guest. Confessions of a BJ queen and Rachel's tips for giving a great BJ.
Is Rachel going to be on the phone or in the studio?
She's going to be here.
She's going to be here.
She's going to be here.
Wild.
Wow.
Here. Wild. So look, stay tuned. I know that's what you really, really listen for.
Yeah. Sure.
Is the good, dirty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When you're an innovator and you get old, people forget that you're an innovator. You know, and there's a whole generation of people that just remember Bob Hope as, didn't he used to do some shows for the Titans or something? You know, and they forget. I mean, he's probably the greatest American entertainer of the 20th century.
Thanks for the compliments of coming on my show.
Shut up, shut up.
Before you go, I give you this.
Shut up.
Tender kiss. It's more
than at the end of this, you're going to hear the worst part of this NBC Bob Hope special last night. Listen to this now. Right here.
It's Bob Hope.
Next, Steve Martin and Bob Hope himself reflect on Bob's vaudeville, Broadway, and radio careers. And Bob's birthplace, where the laughter all started.
Happy birthday, Bob Hope, from your friends at Good Morning Miami.
Congratulations on your 100th. I hope I make it as long as you do. Congratulations.
Jeez, shut up.
They don't trust the Germans, and neither should you.
Right.
Don and Mike.
So did you get that? They go through Jay Leno sucking up. He's an innovator, blah, blah, blah. Then they do some more of that stuff. And then,
shut up.
All leading up to really what seems to be the real important part.
Yes. Hi, Bob. We're the cast of Good Morning Miami.
A show no one watches, but we know people are watching this special because it's Bob Hope. And, you know, I hate that.
We want to wish you a happy birthday. Right. Anyway, okay, let's see. Radio stuff. Ratings start coming out this week. I know New York came out today.
Mm-hmm.
Philly comes out tomorrow or the next day.
Right.
Then D.C. and Baltimore come out after that. And then it's like, according to market size.
Right.
Then it'll be Seattle, and we'll go through all the cities. We'll give you the honest rundown.
When does Wichita come out?
July.
July.
We'll give you the honest rundown of if we're doing great or if we suck. In each individual city.
We'll just spend more time on it if we're doing really well.
Our former station in New York now, which has now changed format.
Right.
So this really doesn't count. But the last official ratings book for WNEW was a 0.5.
That's good.
Congratulations.
I don't think the station made the top 30.
Right.
So we'll let you know what happens with the other stations that we're still on when those ratings come out later this week.
Good.
Now, also this week on the show, you know, I've got this other radio thing, too. I guess we'll have to get to it tomorrow.
You mean radio advice?
Yeah. Program directors, 30 wonderful techniques to help air talents.
That's when I sharpen my pencil when you're going to read something like that.
And then KLLC on-air antics cause Bay Area mayhem.
Woo!
So that's something for everybody in the Bay Area. Later this week on the show, we're going to have this girl, Rachel Kramer, and Rachel Kramer Bussell. And she's...
That's her name, Rachel Kramer Bussell?
Yeah, she's the BJ queen.
right, and she's obviously skilled at it.
We received the following from her as kind of a how to get to know me.
Oh, very good.
Get to know me! Don and Mike, I have a confession to make. I love sucking, see?
Oh, dear.
I know that sounds like every time kind of porno cliche, but for the sexually empowered, feminist, bisexual woman, it's also very true. There's something beautiful, magical, and powerful about taking a lover in my mouth, sliding it down, playing with it, holding it safely within the confines of my mouth, and while I'm doing it, it definitely turns me on. I get aroused when I'm giving oral, often without any other stimulation. Just being so close to his most private parts, being granted entrance to the very personal male territory, gets me going.
You know, everybody's stopped now.
Yeah.
Can I, you know, cars are pulled over on the side of the road now.
Can I just point out what's great about this show is that in the last segment, we spent like 15 minutes on Bob Hope and the right. Pope on who was going to die first.
Right.
And now we've gone right to the BJ Queen.
It's a wonderful segue.
It's a good
and
mix.
Incidentally, lawyers, Infinity Lawyers, with nothing better to do than listen to this show, a show that's never had an indecency complaint in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. We've edited all of this to fit Infinity broadcast standards.
Ah, very good.
Put your feet up.
You know what? And it was still
mildly entertaining.
For me. And keep in mind, this is the cover letter that this broad sent us.
Uh-huh.
For me, BJs are a normal and natural part of sex. When a lover unveils his rod to me, my first instinct is to hold it, fondle it, and put it in my pie hole. This is how I get to know his and become close to it in a wholly unique, special way. It's an extremely intimate activity for me because even more so than regular,
right?
Because he's not only letting me pleasure him, he's also trusting me with one of his most precious organs. There are partners I've slept with but not given BJs to, and definitely ones that I regret giving BJs. Now I prefer to reserve that for special partners who I feel that extra connection with that makes it special and exciting.
Well, that's interesting.
It's intimate because I've chosen to do it because I want to, not because I'm trying to please a guy or get it over with or any of the other number of reasons that women use.
You would think when you hear somebody with that title, the BJ Queen, that, you know, it would be anybody walking down the street, but no, she saves that favor for special people.
That's good.
Be interesting to see what she looks like, incidentally.
Yeah. Rip Taylor.
Of course, his pleasure is important to me, but the fact that I'm enthusiastic about it and often initiate it makes it better for both of us.
You know, and that's a lesson, really, that I think should be carried through to all women.
Amen. He knows that I want to do it, and I'm not being pressured into it. I often moan when giving a BJ because the act itself produces that kind of involuntary reaction for me. I'm moaning in appreciation of the pure and simple beauty of his in its raw, naked form and the way it feels against the delicate walls of my mouth.
You know what I just realized?
What's that?
I'd like to know for all the amateurs out there that aren't professionals, that aren't in the biz, or the industry as they call it. When she mentions moaning, I was just thinking for a second, and in my career, I don't know about you gentlemen, but moaning during that particular thing, not... You know, I've seen it in movies a lot, but as far as in the real deal...
You never get it in real life.
Never! Because, and I'm wondering whether that's something that I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah,
it's because she's right. Because most women now,
you know, I'm waiting for you to say.
What would you like to
yes,
say?
When I've heard moaning many times.
I've only
I think I have.
Oh, you are so full of it. I've been with the same woman for you know 22 years, and when she does it, when my wife does that act to me,
right?
It's always when I've been a good boy,
right,
as a favor,
uh-huh.
And while I get the feeling that she doesn't hate doing it,
right,
you're right. Never once have I ever got...
And I would think that would be an absolute, you know, and I just think it would be terrific.
Hello,
to get that.
Yeah, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, listen, for your beach towel fans out here, it would really sound, I think, a lot better if Lisa were to read this letter to us.
Get out of here. Sorry. I'm not running a J.O. club here.
Okay. No?
Jesus Christ. I mean, I know. All right,
we're not?
I am.
Hello. What if Lisa was to read a paragraph?
Don and Mike.
Yes.
I'm sexy enough to read this, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
Hello.
I agree, handsome.
Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, you're saying that you don't get moaning. I moan for my husband.
I was saying that would be a terrific, even if it was like faked a little bit.
A nice touch.
It would be, right, well, and not like, you know, did you just burp?
No, I cleared my throat.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what was... You did it again.
Did it again.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be a really nice, not over the top, real subtle.
No, you just, if when you have it way in there, you just do it just a little bit, and it makes it vibrate a little bit.
Oh, yes, of course.
That too.
Yeah, it's the vibration.
Oh, man.
All right, bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
Just a little.
Oh,
now we're going to get all the broads to call.
Of course, I've never moaned when I've been doing the other thing.
Hello?
No, me either.
I bet you have, though, Bozo.
Yes,
so we're not going to ask.
You haven't.
Yes, I have.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
God, you're pissing me off.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I was calling. Whenever I give a BJ, I always moan. And it all, like the girl said before, it vibrates in the mouth. And it feels better for the girl and the guy.
I'm sorry. I spit my water out because Buzz was moaning.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know, my wife's exactly the same way. It's like... Oh, you know, all the stars have aligned, and you're the luckiest guy ever, and dude, let's do it. And you know, a month later, it's like, oh, when do we get to do it again, honey? Please, yeah. Let's do it again, honey.
For some reason.
I'm actually specific. I know you guys have been married, and it's a married thing, but I'm wondering, really, even with new partners, even if you're doing that, if the moaning thing is, I don't think it would be commonplace.
I've never had, even when I think back, BF before Frida.
Right.
I never had a girl moan when she was doing that.
I don't think so. I mean, it's tough to, you know, remember the thousands, but, yeah, you know, so it's many. Very, very difficult. No.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Pablo in Sacramento.
Yes, Pablo.
Hey, we don't need Lisa, man. I'm picturing you, and you are making me hot. For all the gay beach towel fans out there, hey, you're doing it. You're doing it, buddy.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, boy?
Hey.
How you guys doing? Don, you said earlier I'm definitely handsome enough and romantic enough to be reading this, but I sound it makes me feel a little homosexual listening to you reading this on the air.
Yeah, does it make you feel a little gay hearing this?
Yeah, a little oogie, kind of like, you know, when you're talking about in the bad place, you know, a little bit of that going on.
Well, she's not mentioning the bad place.
No.
No, I know that, but it's like talking about that when guys talk about doing it in the bad place. You know, it's like Lucas
ordering
on
You know, I think you're maintaining your territory in the designated reader.
I'm the host.
No,
yeah.
And
I'm the host.
You know, you're not. That's where that's where you're coming from, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, I know. There's a little stuff.
You're not
going
coming
on.
From like you're kind of getting into being the one that's going to read this.
You know, but I am the one that's reading it.
But are you getting into it?
Are you into the fact that you're the one that's reading it?
Do I have to answer that? Am I okay. In a court of law?
No.
Just curious.
It's totally
it came
up
to you. Know?
It's totally up to you. I mean, we don't. You know, you read many, many things on the show. We don't do a breakdown. We don't do an analysis of it. It doesn't.
I'm not getting into reading it.
Okay.
You want it all.
Well, I think that's what the caller was asking.
I'm not getting a rush, if that's what you're wondering. I don't feel blood surging to a certain part of my body, if that's what you're wondering.
It's just with the content, I think. That was not my thought. It was the caller.
I understand. Right. I feel no power at all over the fact that I'm the one that's reading the article.
Get used to it.
You have my speaker?
You mean your bullhorn?
Yeah. Anyway, she sends a wonderful, wonderful presentation, and I'm not nearly through the beginning part.
I am really, really looking forward to having her on the show. And while the hope and pope is great, I think this is the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
This is the wheelhouse you have to.
Hey. Hello. Hey.
Wait, turn it off.
Turn it on.
I don't know.
Is this busted? No. There you go. Hey, attention listeners. This is your friend Don. I'll be reading this article. Like, it's none of your beeswax. And incidentally, I do. And it's not a gay thing. It's a power thing. And Mike?
Yes, yes, Don.
You look so good in red.
Stop.
You look so good in red.
Take it away from him.
I made it.
Take the bullhorn away.
Camp bomb.
Please stop.
We do. Oh,
nope, it fell apart. Broke it.
We got a break. Break. We'll be right back. More BJs. I'll be reading about BJs right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
But listen, I didn't force myself onto your women. I simply gave them something that you all wasn't giving them. Like Frank.
Yeah.
You, for instance. Hey, your wife, she loves you, man.
She does?
Yes, she does. She always used to call out your name when I was rocking on top of her.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
They take the Lord's name in vain. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Goddamn right. This is going to tie it all back to the beginning part of the show.
All right.
I was telling you about MP3s and the fact that and you pronounce the buzz, it's
Clie.
Clie.
It sounds dirty.
My Sony little Palm Pilot thing.
Right.
I figured out not only does it work as an MP3.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As I was showing Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the demonstrations we had, Buzz, we have virtually the same handheld thing.
Yes.
The demonstrations we had were very different.
Buzz was giving me a demonstration during the break, yeah.
I showed Mike earlier on my machine, let me find it real fast, the movie part.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what I have on my movie part, which I showed Mike, was some movies that I actually took with my little handheld device.
Mm-hmm.
On vacation,
and I was I thought it was very nice, but I wasn't really sold on it based on your
see, like this was just
nice
on the cruise ship looking at and palm trees,
very pretty.
Nice
I'm not sure it's my kind of thing.
Yeah. Buzz showed you what? Buzz has pornography.
Speaking of BJs,
yeah.
That's an
moving picture,
and that's when I was sold.
And incidentally, Buzz, yes. For that guy from New Jersey, before he calls,
yes.
Let me say. I find nothing wrong with the fact that you downloaded pornography.
Thank you.
You stole
money that could have gone to the artists.
You stole pornography to put it on your handheld Palm Pilot.
That's pretty, just wrong.
Pretty good quality there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it sure it's is.
Crisp.
Crisp.
It sure is.
You know what? For that, I don't think it even would matter if he stole the device. Just so long as he had the porno, that's what counts.
Amen.
All right, now listen, BJ Queen. DJ Queen. Ready for some more about her come on letter? Oh, and incidentally, Lisa,
so to speak.
Lisa did a little more research. Once she contacted us and we said, yes, we'd like you
right.
on the show. Understand that we've got all these ridiculous restrictions because Infinity keeps hiring dumb disc jockeys that don't know
right
where the line is.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, no problem. She sent us this letter. You should also know. She's a lesbian.
Well, she's bisexual, she said. You said that in the letter when you started reading it.
But the most recent letter that she has sent to Lisa, her new bio indicates that she now just identifies herself as a lesbian. Even though she's also... see, and now that I look at it, what she wants to come on the show is she wants to have confessions of a BJ queen saying she used to be
a BJ queen.
So those things she said were not true anymore?
Well, that I am terribly sorry.
This is what we will...
takes away from her title.
Yeah. This is what we will find out when she...
Well, she doesn't do it anymore?
Ouch.
Let me see.
Is that what this is? I mean, how can you be
hold
the
on.
Queen?
Yeah. Hold on. But remember, the letter she sent us was, would you like to have me on the show? I'm thinking about writing a book called Confessions of...
But what is the letter dated that you were that you were reading before?
Yeah.
The one that you started where she said, hey, I love this. I save this for special people now.
You got it about 2 months ago.
Well, then...
It's a quick turnaround.
I mean, if she's not into guys anymore at all?
Let me see.
I'd sure like to know, because you know what? It changes everything if she's
takes away her credibility.
Yeah, it totally takes away her credibility.
She writes the Lusty Lady column at Check This Out, the Tight Spots column at Lesbianation, and Rachel's Kiss and Tell, an erotic gossip column at the Erotica Readers and Writers Association. She's an editorial assistant at On Our Backs, a contributing editor at Clean Sheets.
Oh, God.
She's been published in the San Francisco Chronicle, Curve, Diva, Playgirl, On Our Backs, City Search, Oxygen.com, Libido, Best Lesbian Erotica 2001, Faster Pussycats, Hot and Bothered 3, Tough Girls, and Best Bisexual Erotica Volume 2. She is co-author of The Burning Bush,
woo!
Jewish Women Write All About Sexuality, and The Lesbian Sex Book. She reads frequently in New York and has...
She sounds like she could be omnisexual.
And has read her work at Blue Stockings, The Center, Meow Mix, Remote Lounge, and Rising Cafe, as well as Lambada Rising in D.C. and Books, Inc. in San Francisco.
Is that Lambda Rising?
Yeah, what did I say? Lambada?
Lambada. Sorry. Well, isn't Lambda, isn't Lambda a gay organization?
Yeah, you're right. L-A-M-B-D-A. She lives in New York.
Not to be confused with Lambada, the forbidden dance.
Lives in New York. She served on the boards of Now, NYC, and Lesbian Sex Mafia. She enjoys entering contests, marathon phone conversations, drinking Cosmopolitans, and playing the naked girl video game. She's on a constant quest for a clean room. And here maybe is the most important fact that we need to know about her. She sent along a photo of her face. Take a look. She ain't no beauty queen.
She's not bad.
Oh, I was... listen, from the...
I mean, I think it's a horrible picture, but really... I mean, it's a bad, bad picture, and she looks a little skanky, but she's not... She's not butt ugly.
She looks like...
Take a look.
I wouldn't do her. I wouldn't do her on a dare.
Well, I wouldn't do her based on the associations,
well,
frankly.
No, just look at the picture.
But, I mean, I might, if I just get her and get a different bio.
Would you do that?
I would say she's right on the line.
Yeah.
Right on the cusp.
I would, but then you know... I have a thing for Kennedy.
Not doable.
That's what she looks
like. She looks like Kennedy from MTV.
She looks like Kennedy from MTV.
Except Kennedy from MTV's prettier.
Yeah, she's a meatier Kennedy.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
You can't tell by that picture.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Radio Gods, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I tuned in a little late, but I just wanted to say, boy, can that Tim Savion write a letter.
All right, I'm not sure they get that, but thank you.
I think I get it.
Bye-bye.
How old is she?
100.
That's for Tim. Tim right now, nervously trimming his beard because the Philadelphia ratings come out this week. Coming very close to an artery.
Oh, careful, Tim.
Very close to... When Tim's shaving now, it's starting to look like Dan Aykroyd doing a Julia Child skit. With blood coming everywhere.
Oh, I've cut the dickens out of my finger.
Okay, let's continue with the letter she sent us. I'm moaning in appreciation. I went past that.
Right.
Even though my area is not directly involved when I'm giving oral, that doesn't mean there's nothing in it for me. When I hit my rhythm and start rocking back and forth, when his slides a certain way into my, and it works perfectly, I am aroused. Sometimes I touch myself and my hand moves in the same rhythm as my mouth, and I feel like we are connected and in tune with each other rather than on two separate sexual paths. Knowing that I am bringing my partner pleasure is erotic to me in an intensely personal way.
And I say, good for her.
As well as being sexually exciting in other ways. I can feel myself get aroused as he enters and the feeling that heightens as I proceed. I don't want to feed any stereotypes that women should, by design, get turned on by sucking their lover, a la Linda Lovelace in the porn classic, but I'm not going to shy away from the fact I do. I find it a wonderful prelude to doing it, because we're both equally turned on.
Mm-hmm. And good for her. Yeah. Well, we have to answer the question as to whether she still does this, because it takes away from it if she doesn't.
We'll try to find out.
Good.
We'll try to... Well, either way, I think we should still have her as a guest.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, of course. It just wouldn't be as much fun.
She does have tips for giving a good one.
See, I mean, and I'm sure that would be one, even if she doesn't do that anymore. Yeah. Sure that wouldn't change.
Valid tips. Valid tips. Get it? Tips. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hi, Buzz. Hey, Rob.
Hello there.
Well, when I'm sucking a D, this is Rick Fox, by the way. Big O's.
Okay. That guy's like doing a Lakers thing. He must have been calling from Sacramento. Mm.
This is Rick Fox. And I'm second to D.
Is that the big thing that Kings fans are putting out there?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, say what you will about Rick Fox. He's no homo. He's married to Vanessa Williams.
Right, exactly.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Enjoyed the letter very much. And I wanted to thank you for not reading it in the Craig Wilson voice. Thanks very much.
You are very welcome.
All right,
friend.
Let's examine the guy that thanks you like that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hi, Don. Hi. Thank you for reading the letter.
Hello there.
This is Mike from LV.
From Las Vegas, right.
Yes, sir. Being from the land of female impersonators and, you know, they have them in shows around here, is there any possibility that this BJ Queen is a man?
No.
Hold on. No. No way.
No.
Okay.
Look at the picture of her. Look at her bio.
No.
There's no way she's a man.
Okay, just figured I'd check it out.
All right, you know what? We are going to put this on hold until tomorrow. She's not coming on the show, again, pun intended, until later this week.
Okay. She's got the hyphenated name, too. I wonder if she's married.
She may have been married at one time.
Hmm.
These are all valid questions.
Yeah. That's just, I think, and I stand by the fact that if we saw another picture, or perhaps saw her in person, I think this is just a really... This has the potential of being a really horrible picture.
That's a picture she sent us.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't mean you can have a bad picture and just send it out.
Yeah,
that might be, hey, the whole lesbian thing might be by design.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's she going to send us, a glamour shot? No, she's a lesbian.
I don't know. She looks like a very ugly Lisa Loeb. You remember the singer with the Catwoman glasses?
The eyes are, I mean, of her whole thing, the eyes are suspect.
Hold it up again for a second. I'm going to give you a...
The eyes are not pretty.
I'm going to say... Part Kennedy from MTV,
and part
the late Gilda Radner.
Mm.
When Gilda Radner would do that character with Bill Murray,
Mrs.
Ludner, yes, absolutely.
Todd!
Todd! That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll get to it tomorrow, I promise. The rest of the confessions, and then the tips for giving a good one.
Fantastic.
And then she'll be on the show later this week, and all of your questions will be answered.
Okay? In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Mayor Bojan,
one man found a way to bring good news to his peoples.
Buzz.
I mean, he made it up.
There he is. Right there.
Right here.
Buzz. Buzz, what is your lead story today on the news and the comments?
Just what we need for a better life, Evel Knievel, the rock opera.
Do we still have our Evel Knievel and his son Robbie tapes?
I believe we do.
Great. Stay tuned. Morons. Morons.
The Evel Knievel musical.
Stay tuned. You know this?
Please.
No. God damn it. Who's screwing with our stuff?
I think the tape may be shot.
I'd like to shoot the tape.
No.
Put it back in.
Break it, because we need it. We don't have it back.
Just put it back in, but make it right, for God's sakes. You know, we worked so hard to hit this mark on the show, so Buzz can have two full segments, and now we wasted 30 seconds. I mean, where's my thing?
He needs his bullhorn again.
He needs the bullhorn.
Where's my thing?
And now we're going to waste another 30 seconds because you're getting the bullhorn out.
If he only had the bullhorn here at all times.
Why is the bullhorn being removed from the studio today?
It should be.
Somebody thinks I'll abuse it.
Silly person.
Bullhorn has its cap on.
Oh, my. It's been put away for the night.
Why did... What? Hello? What'd you do?
The battery's been removed.
What'd you do to it?
Turned it down.
Rob.
Yeah.
Why did you put a baseball hat on my bullhorn?
I don't know. There's always been a hat on it.
All right.
Is that a Carrabba's cap?
No.
This should never leave the studio. Never. Stay tuned, everybody.
That's a gay hat.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. Mike, that was very...
passing of the horn.
Professional!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You know, I apologize. We just found out we're going to Iceland.
We're all getting a little googly and excited.
Yeah, sure. Rob had the wrong tape loaded in. I didn't have music loaded in.
We're a little jacked.
We're going to spend the weekend in Iceland in a couple of weeks and then do a live show. And it's like 24 hours of sunshine. It's like Alaska. It never gets dark there.
Right.
Anyway,
and people never grow old.
You know,
and you don't ever die.
My bad. We're sitting here talking about going to Iceland, and all of a sudden it's like, oh Christ, the spots are over. Second time today.
Oh no. Help me. I'm a idiot.
There's a boy out in the hallway that's crying. Because he wants to play with that.
Who is that boy?
He's big.
Oh, I know.
He's got a little head.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, I sure hope you stations didn't go to break again.
Even better than eating skin, the Don and Mike Show.
This is just a redo.
Right, yeah.
Time for Buzz and the news. Buzz brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance Enhancer. It's doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax. 1-888 try. VMAX. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, the first 7 songs of a rock opera about Evel Knievel are finished, and he likes them. The opera is being written by a theatrical music director in Los Angeles who says Evel was a living superhero in his day. Last week, the composer flew to Knievel's home in Clearwater, Florida to play him the music and get Evel's approval.
How ridiculous is that?
The 64-year-old liked what he heard and immediately signed over the rights. In the 1970s, the famous motorcyclist jumped over cars and canyons, leaving him with 37 fractures, including broken bones in both legs.
Here they go. Here they are. Father and son.
Hi, this is Evel Knievel. I'm here in Washington, D.C. with my son, Robbie. Robbie, would you ever listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara?
No.
Neither would I.
No.
No.
No. No.
Evel was big in the 1970s, and so were rock operas, so it could be a good fit.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Millionaire's Evan Marriott was a great guest on this show, but failed to impress at the University of Missouri.
Remember, it's not a rocket body.
Right.
It's a rockin' body.
And it's not as good when he corrected us and told us it's a rockin' body.
And
rocket body's better.
Mm-hmm. How many of you, like myself, have seen all the promos for Mr. Personality and have already decided it's a piece of S?
How could it win? How could it possibly win with that host?
Mm-hmm. Well, even you take Monica out of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't.
I know, but even if, but I think there will be a large portion of the show, and they showed.
You see that fat girl glamour shot in USA Today with her?
Yeah,
you know where it's just like her face.
But he showed lots of clips of the actual show.
There was a flaw in that glamour shot. I dare you to look at it again and imagine it's her face on my hand. And it makes sense because she's got thick sausage-like fingers.
Yes, she does.
And little short chewed-on fingernails.
But a lot of the show, the allure of the show is going to be these guys are wearing masks. And it's too ridiculous when they show four guys in the pool with this girl, and they've all got the masks on.
Right.
And they show them walking on the beach, and they got the mask on.
Yeah. Yep.
And she's making out with them, and they got the mask on.
Weird.
It's, you know, there was something about Joe Millionaire
mm-hmm.
that caught your attention. It was like one of those, it was lightning in a bottle, where you went,
right.
Wow, okay, this is something they've not done before.
You know how you make that show a winner?
No.
50% of those guys are, from the mouth up, are horribly disfigured.
But even if you don't want to be that cruel, and who's to say that Fox wouldn't be?
Right.
I'm so glad you've picked me.
And maybe they'll do this. But really, I agree with you. Half the guys should just be
yeah.
goofy looking,
yeah.
like, you know, David Letterman types.
Absolutely.
All but one of them, maybe.
But the problem is that
right.
from what I've seen, even uh-huh. with a cutout of the masks,
right.
they generally all seem to have
average looks,
good teeth. Mm-hmm. There's no like, because it's only you're only judging like by looking at Batman's face through his mask.
And
the other problem is the mask can't hide the morbidly obese, and that's really what there needs to be the danger of.
Yeah,
someone right. being selected who is just way fat.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if you're fat, because if you're fat, you can be studly too.
Yeah,
this is true.
Looking Mike.
You look good in red, Mike.
I'm dancing. I know it's the red. It's the red. It's wearing red today.
Well, let's talk about Monica first. We'll come back to Evan Marriott. Once known as the portly pepper pot, the reinvented Monica Lewinsky made her debut today. First, she appeared on the women's daytime talk show The View, filling in for Barbara Walters. Tonight, she hosts that new reality show called Mr. Personality.
View from a toilet.
She's also a buddy for the female contestant who has to choose and narrow a field of guys based on their personalities and not their looks. And although the contestant gives Monica high marks as a sounding board, she gives her lower scores for her ability to give good advice.
You know, here's the thing.
Quoting the contestant, I wouldn't exactly call her a dating guru. What's the thing?
I'll end up watching it.
Yeah, of course. A lot of people will.
Yeah, and I'll lie to myself and say, I have to watch it because I have to comment on it
right.
on the show tomorrow.
I think you watch it because you watch everything.
Yeah. That's yeah, true. Well, that's probably true as
Maybe
well.
The question is whether you'll stay with it.
I probably won't, because Raymond's on tonight, and I like Raymond, even with a heating factor.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, I don't know. But, and I've also got so much stuff TiVo'd
right
that it's incredible. Sometimes I sit down, there's nothing good on TV, I go, well, I've got like 8,000 shows that I haven't seen yet.
You ever have that moment? Have you had the moment where you have, you know, a bad night on TV and a bad night on TiVo?
Never.
Where TiVo is where you've watched all the good stuff on
Never.
TiVo.
It's impossible.
Really? Never because...
Oh, it isn't impossible. It happened to me this morning.
Wow. Now, you got to know how to build up your stats.
Yeah. I don't know how to... Maybe I don't know how to use my TiVo, but I put on my TiVo'd Mad TV, and it was a repeat, and I was very disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
And the CSI that was TiVo'd was a repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to have...
The Friday night CSI, and I'm like, ooh, Friday night. They might have popped on a new
the Miami
CSI.
One?
Yeah.
It was a repeat.
It seems like a repeat, like a TiVo 3 weeks ago.
What you got to do is figure out a way to, and my TiVo won't do this. My TiVo, because I've told it to, will not tape repeats. With Letterman's in repeat.
Yeah, but see, a lot of times with certain things, I don't mind a tape of a repeat if I haven't seen it the first time around.
Right.
It's well, you.
All I know is I've still got...
So you TiVo everything, and you have been TiVoing everything. Do you understand what I'm saying? You've been TiVoing everything for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
TiVo is still new to me, so my TiVo is catching stuff that I haven't seen still.
I was telling Robbie during the break, there was an article in the New York Times yesterday, front page of the Sunday Style section of the New York Times, about TiVo and how TiVo is cult-like, and the people who have TiVo... are the best salespeople for the product. And if you get...
A product which I predict, and remember you heard this, I predict will probably, within 5 years, be obsolete.
Yeah, but who knows?
Could be.
For those 5 years, it'll be great.
Yeah. It'll be great for 5 years, right.
They said, and rightly so, if you get somebody at a party, and they're talking to people who don't have TiVo, the guy at the party ends up selling it to everybody else.
I have.
Saying how it's changed your life, how it fits. I mean, you tell it what to find, and it does it for you. It's so much better than the VCR. You go past the commercials.
Yep.
Anyway, I was saying that the people the TiVo nuts, as they're being called. Now, the word of mouth is so strong for TiVo that TiVo doesn't advertise anymore.
Oh, that's helpful.
They've pulled back their advertising budget because they are pretty sure that people, when they get together, talk about it so much that their sales have gone up.
Is Replay TV even in the equation anymore?
That company is now on the auction block. It uses the same technology as TiVo, but like Beta, it just never caught on. Even though it's the same technology, and now it's up for auction, but it's in such bad debt condition that nobody will probably buy it.
And TiVo really not selling that well, right?
No, not really. It really isn't.
Last night when I was watching the Weather Channel on cable, I saw a crawl on the bottom of the screen where Cox Cable was selling something that sounds just like TiVo.
Yeah. Well, that's what you're going to have. The cable companies and eventually the satellite companies are going to have their own technology kind of built into their programming, like you saw down in the movies that you get on Spectrovision, where you can pause a movie and watch it.
Oh, and
that's all going to be
at the
there.
Hotel, right? Oh, and one thing real fast about the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to tune into Weather on the 8s, which I know is a waste of time because the Weather Service never gets the weather right, I understand that once in a while you're going to get the radar picture where it says temporarily unavailable. But when it comes up when it says Fairfax County, 36-hour forecast, don't just have a blank screen and have it say temporarily unavailable.
Hmm.
How could the forecast for the next 36 hours be temporarily unavailable? I mean, I know a lot of it is automated and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, equipment problem.
And I found we travel a lot, of course, doing the show, and I go up to Ocean City and stuff. I think a lot of the local forecast is typed in by people by, like, for instance, in Ocean City, for those of you listening on 96 Rock, if you go to the Weather Channel on Ocean City, there's one guy there who likes phrasing things a certain way when he writes the weather forecast.
Mm-hmm.
Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, seasonable. He'll use seasonable
giveaway
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in every single forecast, seasonable.
Mm-hmm.
That means like when we get into June, if we're getting a hurricane, would he put seasonable?
Probably. I mean, I'm not doing a good job of explaining this, but
no,
if you go market to market, if you watch the Weather Channel enough and the way that the weather forecasts are written, you know it's one person, and eventually their style becomes stamped, and you realize, oh, it's the same guy writing the forecast.
Let you have that job for a weekend. Wouldn't they be treated to something special in Ocean City?
And I noticed that while this is the bottom line point on all of this, sorry to ramble so much, while the actual weather data itself was temporarily unavailable, they had no problem running the crawl on the bottom of the screen that said, you know, if you want the Cox Cable equivalent of TiVo, you know, call us.
Yeah.
Sponsors are always available.
Absolutely.
Well, Joe Millionaire's Evan Marriott was a great guest on this show, as I said, but did fail to impress at the University of Missouri. The Student Association there scraped together $11,000 to get Evan for an on-campus speaking appearance. That's down $4,000
college for?
God. Wherever you can get an appearance. But anyway, his price is down $4,000 from the $15,000 that it was. The student newspaper says it was money wasted. Quoting the paper, Marriott offered nothing in the way of intellectual stimulation or entertainment.
Well, what do they expect?
Yeah, I know. The paper also says he made homophobic jokes, but didn't say what the jokes were.
Oh, he's got an act. That is so funny.
Quoting again, for $11,000, students deserve more than these future has-beens. And it may not have been...
I like cheese. How about those fags?
Y'all been a great audience. I'll talk to you later. I'll tell you, she was rocking.
You know, we all noticed he was pretty lucid on this show, but he apparently was not having a good day at the University of Missouri.
Quoting, he was a great guest. Yeah. He wasn't a bright guy.
No.
I mean, nothing changed my opinion on that. He just was real wound up and wanted to talk to... I think somebody said he's heard of our show and he's listened to our show before.
Well, he's from the metro area.
Right, and he's listened, and that's why he was kind of pumped.
Well, here's his quote from his appearance at the University of Missouri. It's really cool because it is a college campus. There's dorms. It has a
a very college campus feel.
I thought his appearances where he just goes like to a party or something. He doesn't get up and speak. He just mingles.
Any of those things he'll do for, it was 15 grand apparently, now down to 11.
Probably like a college speaker. The fault is with the college, though.
That's true.
You're right. Hiring Joe Millionaire to come speak it, you know, duh.
Right.
Okay.
Michael Jordan said goodbye to the sport of basketball again yesterday. He did this by taking out full-page newspaper ads in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the Los Angeles Times.
Now, I have a question about this. Was all that right. Michael Jackson taking... Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Was that Michael Jordan taking out the ad, or was it Nike?
They may have been involved with it.
Because it had the Nike logo on the top of the page. And last night when I turned on Sports...
That answers your question.
They paid the bill.
Turned on SportsCenter, I saw these guys, waxing poetic about how great it was that Michael Jordan took the time out to write this letter and put it in all these national newspapers. And I'm thinking, you dopes. It's an ad.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ad to keep buying his stuff.
Right. I think Nike obviously bought the space, but I think he did write the letter. And although he swears his playing days are over, he goes on to say our relationship will never end. It reads like an open letter to the sport. Quote, it's been 28 years since I saw you in the back of our garage. You've become my life, my passion, my motivation, my inspiration.
He didn't write that.
He talks about being left off the varsity basketball team. Quoting again, I think I even cried.
Some guy in an ad agency wrote this. You know this, Buzz.
He mentions being rediscovered in Georgetown, to which he adds, you found me in the corner, and we danced.
Yeah, you had me at hello. Please, somebody else wrote this for him.
Michael Jordan, the poet. Ray Romano, who you just mentioned, is saying that next season, the ninth year for Everybody Loves Raymond, will be the final season. Quoting Ray, it's hard work. You start repeating yourself. Romano just won his first Emmy last year and says he wants to go out on a high note.
They tell me, me and Mike have been repeating ourselves a lot for the last 10 years.
Jesus Christ.
When asked how he keeps the show fresh, he answered, you stop after one more year.
Well, we got five. And hold on, please.
All right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Smoother than a fresh anal waxing. The Don and Mike Show.
Now look at this. Plenty of time to sit back and relax. Can I just say that what a magnificent job I've been doing of timing out this show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, Mike.
You've really been doing a magnificent job of timing out the show.
You look great in red.
Thank you.
Now, once again, with another long segment.
Yeah.
Here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Ray Romano.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah. Don't F up.
I'll try not to.
I mean, because, now we're giving you the longer segment.
Yeah, the pressure's on.
So don't F up.
I get it.
But don't worry, you never F up.
Ray Romano.
Very rarely F up.
Very rarely, I would say.
Very rarely.
You got confused for a second there, and that was part of the script. Because, it's we that never F up.
Right, we never do. We've always had perfect shows.
Yes.
Well, then again, we only grade the show from 3 to 6.
Amen.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
We used to grade it from 3 till 6:30 back when we would give you such small segments.
Right.
And Rob, you're right. A plus today.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
A plus. I think we really hit the mark during the BJ part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I would agree.
Right. But Buzz, right now we've got you graded out at this newscast at 78's a passing grade.
Amen.
I'll take that.
But you know what? In the rest of the show, when you're included in that too,
yeah,
A plus.
Hey.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Uh-huh. Look at this right now. It's just your niceness factor.
Uh huh. What?
Pulled you up to an 83.
Hey. Very cool.
All right.
Well, Ray Romano, talking about hanging it up a minute ago, did his talking in Las Vegas yesterday. At Tiger Jam, the annual fundraiser for the Tiger Woods Foundation, which benefits several children's charities. Now, the golfer was all smiles in spite of a bad loss at the Masters the week before, quoting him, losing is not fun. But Tiger Jam apparently was. Bon Jovi and the Goo Goo Dolls provided the music. Bon Jovi donated an additional $25,000 to the cause.
Hello. 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 There's some Tiger Woods.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
And I would like to now bring out my good friend, Mr. Ray's Romano's.
Thank you, Tiger. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ray Romano. I'd like to tell everybody we're not going to do the show next year.
It will be our last episode.
I watched the Parkers on UPN.
Thank you, and thank you all for coming out. Thank you very much, Tiger, and good night, everybody.
Thank you, Ray Rodato.
Thank you, Tiger.
Jay Leno is... Oh, this echo is still on.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I did not win the Masters. You like the golf, don't you, Ray?
I do. I like it a great deal. Thank you. Goodbye.
See you.
Jay Leno is not just entertaining the troops, he's feeding them. His Thursday night show this week will play to an audience of only military personnel. The guests are Sandra Bullock and Fleetwood Mac.
His love.
Friday night, Jay's show will be for friends and family of military personnel. The guests are Dana Carvey and Lou Reed. But both nights, he'll host a barbecue for the audience after the show.
Hello, this is Jay Leno. We're going to have barbecued spare ribs. And if you'd like to enjoy them, go ahead.
You know, he's so far behind the curve.
Mm-hmm.
Letterman has been way out in front, like with the top 10 list with the military guys
for years.
All over the world. Yeah, you're right. Even before the war.
Right.
I mean, Letterman is miles ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
But goddamn Leno will get press for this.
Yeah,
sure.
Leno will...
That's the idea.
We'll get the publicity.
Yeah, and once again... We have a barbecue. And we'll really, really turn on the rest of the country if after we win, not before. Make sure we win the war, and then we will have a really big barbecue with corn and potatoes and chicken, pulled pork, and bring everybody. You know, it won't be that expensive, and we'll have the audience, you know, participate in the show. And then, of course, they have to come to the show. I can't go overseas. You know, that would be ridiculous. You understand?
Right, because you got...
I've got to do the show in Burbank. And that's where I belong.
And you have to work 7 days a week.
Hoeing
your new material.
Well, we need for a vacation. You know, I don't need for a vacation. I'd rather... what we'll do is I'll do the show in Burbank. No time off. And we'll have a barbecue. Afterwards, we'll make the whole staff stay later. Uh-huh. And, you know, it'll be all right.
How's your wife's mustache?
Maris is fine.
Mavis.
Maris is Niles' wife.
That's right.
I'm Frazier, another NBC show. Thank you.
Well, Scott Peterson's parents are sticking up for him. Scott is the husband of Lacey Peterson, who vanished in California a month ago.
Hold on, Mike's not laughing about that.
No, of course. Still thinking about Jay?
The late writing from Rob Spiewak. Barbecue will be about 14 minutes. It'll last 14 minutes. I mean, I'm sorry, that made me laugh. I'm certainly not laughing about this story, mister.
Certainly not, Jay.
Start again.
Scott Peterson's parents are sticking up for him. Scott's the husband of Lacey Peterson, who vanished
guilty. In
California a month ago. Only
guilty.
Wash up on shore a week ago.
Told you last week. Guilty.
He declared him guilty.
Guilty. Look at this son of a bitch. Dyed his hair.
Mm-hmm.
Grew a goatee. Had $10,000 in his pocket. He's pulling an OJ.
He was going to cross the border. Her body was found where Scott says he was fishing the day she disappeared. Scott's now behind bars, charged with the murders of his wife, Lacey, and their unborn child. He pleaded innocent. For a while, Scott also disappeared, but his parents are blasting the police for suggesting that he planned to leave the country. They call the police handling of the case a smear.
What do you think about that, Jay? Jay?
There'll be no barbecue for him.
As for the insurance policy Scott recently took out on his wife, his parents say it was a retirement policy.
Now, but Jay, you could do a joke that there would be a barbecue.
That's right. The only barbecue is going to be when he's fried. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Fried in the electric chair. Yes, sir. No barbecue, though, at my 14-minute barbecue for the troops.
No.
And the families of the troops.
At the very least, it's a good bill. For a lot of folks, it's a dream concert.
What he did was really, really bad.
Yes, you're right, John.
Sorry, Buzz.
It's all right, don't be.
Please continue. There'll be a little something extra in your envelope.
Aerosmith and Kiss will tour together this summer on nearly 3 dozen concert dates. It starts August 2nd in Hartford, Connecticut,
yeah,
and continues through October.
Agreed. I love both bands.
Right? I love both bands, but I don't like them on the same stage.
Guys, take a rest.
The show will be in Washington on August 9th, and a band called Saliva will open for
them. I'm lying. I love one of those bands.
You don't like Kiss, really?
I don't like Kiss with Aerosmith. It's not, you know, it's like, I'll find an analogy. I will find an analogy.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's strange. It's strange to have Aerosmith and Kiss. Usually Aerosmith has always prided themselves on kind of touring with an up-and-coming act, you know, a new act, and it's just...
Kiss.
each was always too big to take care of the bill.
No, but Jerry Maguire has gotten into Aerosmith. It's all Show Me the Money. I mean, I found that out at Universal Studios when I waited in line for 40 minutes to get on the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster.
Oh, Aerosmith is commercial.
Yeah, but not as commercial as Kiss.
Yeah.
Kiss is the worst.
But it's a different, I mean, from that era, we're both from that era, you're talking about different audiences for the bands, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know who would be a good opening act, though?
For Aerosmith?
Mm-hmm. And Kiss.
But who's going to open?
Oh, you.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Man, oh man. Aerosmith. So will Kiss be opening for Aerosmith?
Yeah, got to.
They're sharing the bill. Saliva is opening for both of the bands. I don't know who will play.
They're sharing the bill?
Yeah.
Well, somebody has to open. I mean, even if Saliva opens,
I know.
Somebody has to go on first. I hope they don't do that dumb Elton John, Billy Joel thing where one night one guy goes first and the next night the other guy goes first.
You know, they did the same thing with Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth.
And that worked out great.
That worked out terrific. You know what? Do you think? I see potential.
What happened.
Potential trouble on this tour.
Good stories.
There's a lot. You know, you got the whole Gene Simmons, Steven Tyler thing.
I like both bands. I like Kiss more than Aerosmith because I was in the Kiss Army.
I know.
But even someone like me who's biased would have to say, Kiss is the opening act every night.
Yeah.
Every night, Kiss is the opening act.
I would think so. Well, for some people, Will Ferrell was a funny guy on Saturday Night Live and in the movie Old School, but he's nothing but serious about running, which he did a lot of today in the Boston Marathon. He says he won't be naked at any point in the race, the way he was in the movie. Quoting him, it might improve my time, but it might upset people. 2 years ago, he finished the course in just over 5 hours. Today's winner finished in just over 2. And Will Ferrell's okay with being the only non-sports celebrity in the race. Quoting again, as long as the guy in that Gumby costume doesn't pass me or someone dressed like him. Very funny man.
Yeah, he's a laugh riot. Patriots Day up there in Boston.
I liked him in Old School, though.
Yeah.
I liked him in Zoolander.
You don't have the Patriots score, do you? The Patriots Day score?
I don't. I'll check on the Patriots score, and we'll have it in sports when we get there.
The Red Sox?
Yeah, he usually throws that in.
It's I have the Red Sox.
Hey, let me just say something.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're running out of time here.
Yeah?
I just want to say, let's go Caps.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, the great tradition. The great tradition. You know, as somebody who used to follow the Caps, and I, as early as like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, I went to a bunch of games.
Oh dear!
And they went up 2-0 in the series.
I never watched hockey.
And then they did it again.
I watched that game yesterday.
Oh God!
Just because I knew they were going to lose.
And hey, you know, let's not just lose. Let's lose in the third overtime,
triple overtime.
Yeah, let's lose in the third overtime. Do that for your fans,
Tampa Bay.
Jesus, what a legacy of suckdom.
And then I saw Piggy McGillicuddy in the newspaper today, the owner of the team,
right,
saying he's pissed because it wasn't sold out.
Who can blame him?
So now he's going to stop spending so much money on players and junk.
Yeah, hey, that's the great tradition, too.
Because
the Yarmo Yager thing has really catapulted us through the playoffs.
Because the fans aren't going to support the team.
Hey, you know, as a former season ticket holder, and as somebody who went to a lot of playoff games, even in that new building, you know, I think I can speak for the frustration of their fans. I mean, this is just again and again.
They're funny, though.
And that's why I kind of gravitated to them, because they remind me a lot of my Red Sox.
And they're not like the Bullets. I mean, the Bullets just suck. Right. They don't even make the playoffs.
Caps tease.
The Capitals always make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They always have a good record. And then they always have a big commanding lead. And they always lose.
Yeah, always.
They always do.
I mean, they've gotten as far as the finals when they lost. That was great when they lost to Detroit.
That was luck that they got to the finals.
The Red Sox winning streak ends at 8. They lost today to Toronto, 11-6. And finally, an Eastern European.
It was a bad luck. Bad luck,
dear
ass.
Mm.
Finally, an Eastern European distiller says it's come up with an anti-hangover vodka. Vinprom of Bulgaria plans to sell the stuff under the name Shock Vodka. It's supposed to make the morning after more pleasant because it contains vitamin C, B1, B2, honey, milk, and other ingredients to speed the body's absorption of alcohol. The result? Less hangover. The company says an American company has already expressed interest in bringing it here. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Bob. Thank you, Bob Burbank. show in blackface today. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey,
Linus?
No, that's not his name in the movie. His name in the movie is...
Come on,
the Brad Pitt guy?
I don't know. We've always...
Rusty.
That's it.
Rusty.
Rusty.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
We'll meet again.
Oh.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying,
hey, Sammy.
Be kind. Nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight.
Right.
And let me leave you swinging.
B.M.
Eater. Jay.